High school football is on the air. It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines reports. John Haggerty with expert commentary. And with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Unidome on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa here in Cedar Falls as we get ready for Class 4A state semifinal football here on this Friday night as it is semifinal number two. A pair of top tens going at it. Number four rated Cedar Rapids Washington taking on number nine rated Iowa City West, and the winner moves on to next Friday night, 7 o'clock, state championship game in 4A. Where they will take on the two-time defending state champion Maroon of West Des Moines Dowling. Great to have you with us tonight, Scott Unash and John Haggerty, live from the Unidome here in Cedar Falls. And this should be a very, very entertaining game tonight as West High takes on Cedar Rapids Washington. Warriors 10-1 on the year. West High comes in with a record of 9-2. And John, both teams, playoff veterans. They've met in prior years. In fact, the last time they met in the playoffs was 2014 in the quarterfinals. Cedar Rapids, Washington winning that one 44-19 on their way to a trip to the state finals a couple years ago. But after that, the similarities kind of end here a little bit on this Friday night.
Two teams full of athletes, Scott. Multi-sport athletes. They're very well conditioned. They're very well coached. They know what it's like to be in the arena when the lights come on brightly. And the good news is that somebody in the KGYM listening area is going to be representing 4A from the eastern half. But the bad news is that one of these two teams isn't going to go on after tonight. So I expect a great game. I think that you're going to see a couple of very, very good offenses. And maybe it's going to be whoever defense rises up that's the one that can go on to next week.
Well, you got two teams here, and we usually talk about Cedar Rapids Washington being the explosive offense, the big play team, the team that can go 90 yards in one play.
Yes.
That's more Iowa City West this year with Oliver Martin and Devontae Lane and people like that. Washington, not that they can't do that offensively, but not quite the explosiveness that we've seen from Paul James's unit over the last few years.
Well, you're spot on there, and I'll tell you what else is a little counterintuitive too, is that you've got a Washington team who generally has perhaps a better offense than it does defense. Might be the other way around tonight for the Cedar Rapids Washington Warriors of Paul James.
As we mentioned, two teams that are no strangers to the playoffs and success in the playoffs. Washington making their 24th trip to the state tournament, 25-23 their overall record, while West High making their 15th appearance, their 24-11. And of course, West was state championships back in 1995 and then back-to-back in 1998 and 1999. Washington still looking for that elusive first state championship, a couple of runner-up appearances, 2003 and a couple years ago in 2014. Paul James, of course, his second go-around as the head coach of the Washington Warriors, making his eighth appearance in the playoffs. Garrett Hartwig, the coach of Iowa City West in his third season, and he's been in the playoffs all three years, compiling a record of 5-2 so far. These two teams both average 34 points a game. Washington a little bit stingier as far as the defense is concerned, giving up only a couple of touchdowns per game. The one thing I'm going to be looking for tonight is if Washington and their big front line can control the ball, control the line of scrimmage, and run the football.
It's key for Washington's offense tonight to win the time of possession battle, Scott. They also need to be successful running the ball. They can't rely simply on passing and converting on third downs with a play-action passing game. You can't make a living on that all night long against the teams that you're going to meet in the semifinals and hopefully for whoever wins going on into the finals. You're spot on again.
And for Iowa City West, like we said, a little more sizzle, I think, and a little bit more flash. Evan Flitz, since coming back from an injury, has been terrific. The 6-foot, 175-pound junior quarterback with 19 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. And, of course, you talk about two of the most explosive players in the state. When you talk about Oliver Martin, of course, at wideout, and Devontae Lane at the tailback spot.
Well, it's good for the Iowa City West Trojans to get Evan Flitz back healthy again. It's always good when you've got number 8, Oliver Martin, out there. He's a threat to go deep on every play. Devontae Lane, since he went into the backfield, has been really, really bringing the offense along in a new dimension. But you've got a couple other guys, too, that are maybe a little bit under the radar tonight in the receiving corps, and that's tight end Dylan Doyle and then receiver Travis Buchanan. Evan Fletz likes to throw the ball around, too. You can't just concentrate on double coverage with Martin, or he'll burn you with the other guys, too.
Martin and Buchanan against the young Washington corners. Going to be a very intriguing battle. Like coaches say, and you've said it before, the best thing for defensive backs is to have a good pass rush, and that's what Washington has. A couple of the best in the state of Iowa, with Rain Weiland and, of course, Orion Vance, both with 7 sacks on the year, respectively, for the Warriors.
Yes, and to your point on the two cornerbacks, Ty Johnson and Braden Wright, they may not be seniors yet, but they are very, very talented, and they have learned and are playing way above their level at this point in the season.
High school football being presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight, all through the football season, all through the basketball season as well. Thank you to Tom Chalstrom. Thank you to Dan Hillers as well. Everybody at First Federal for sponsoring and presenting our high school football. They're in their 90th year. Check out First Federal and check them out online at firstfedcu.com. West High is going to be the home team. They're dressed in their all green tonight. Washington will be the visiting team in their white, with the red pants in this one coming up tonight. We mentioned not a lot of similarities between these two teams, but there is one similarity, and that is the fact that the guys that are running the football basically now for these two teams weren't running the football at the start of the year. We mentioned Devontae Lane about halfway through the season coming up and taking over that running back spot for West High. For Cedar Rapids, Washington, it's Ian Thomas who stepped up as a feature back. Thomas was 785 yards basically in the last half of the year. Devontae Lane with almost 700 yards, and that was basically in the second half of the year.
Well, that's what you get when you have two very well-coached teams. Every week, the product that comes out on the field gets better and better, and that's the hallmark of these two schools' athletic programs. You can go beyond football and say this is true for all the other sports as well. You've got intelligent, multi-sport athletes, Scott, that listen and trust their coaches. And when they come out for the season, the product that they start with is never going to be the one that they end with. It's always going to be great. They're going to peak at the end of the season. What I'm looking for tonight is the health of the shoulder of Ian Thomas. We saw him get rocked last week. In fact, didn't even find it possible to finish the game. Had his pads off twice before they finally took his helmet and gear away from him. So how the progress of that shoulder of Ian Thomas is going to hold up tonight remains to be seen.
Yeah, we'll see. That was, of course, in the game against City High last Friday night that we had for you here on KGYM. Can West High pull off another stunner? That's the big question here tonight. They've knocked off two top five teams so far. They won at number 5 Bettendorf. They won last week at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Can they win tonight at the Dome against Cedar Rapids Washington?
The answer is yes, they can. Will they? I will not promise you or make any predictions, but I will tell you this. I think right now of the teams that are left in the playoffs, all classes, the two hottest teams right now on fire in the eastern half of the state are Iowa City West in 4A and Union of LaPorte City in 2A. And we're going to get a call them against Mount Vernon tomorrow night. So buckle up the chin strap and tighten your seatbelt, because we're in for a couple of fun games.
Coming your way on the Holmes-Murphy pregame show here tonight from the Unidome in Cedar Falls, getting ready for Class 4A state semifinal football as Washington and Iowa City West getting ready to go at it here. And one thing that has been a big factor for both of these two teams has been the kicking game. You take a look at two of the better kickers in the state in Class 4A, Lucas Carwall for Iowa City West and Andrew Hammer for Cedar Rapids Washington. Hammer, 5 out of 8. He had 3 field goals last week, including a 42-yarder. Meanwhile, Carwall, 7 of 9 this year. Maybe not quite the range. 36 has been his longest field goal so far. But you want to have accurate kickers that you can count on.
And ask any kicker who has had the privilege of kicking in this Unidome facility, where's your favorite place to kick? If you've got one kick on the line, the field goal that's going to win you the game, and they're going to say, take me to Stan Sheriff Field in the Unidome in Cedar Falls.
West High leaving the field. Washington leaving the field as well. The winner of this one will take on West Des Moines Dowling. An impressive 41-17 win over Ankeny Centennial in a game that was never close. Dowling just dominated that one from the start.
Yes, we won't belabor the point, but Dowling came out. If you weren't able to hear that call or see it, they just came out and from the get-go asserted their will, and it was never a game. And Centennial, first time for the new school to be here, might have had something to do with it. But Dowling just never gave them a chance, let them in the game. We were talking before the game started as we watched the defense for Dowling. This is one of the best defenses that we've seen in the state of high school ever. Their front four are reminiscent of the fearsome foursome. If you go back in the lore of the Minnesota Vikings, they're just that dominant.
Well, you went out on a limb and said, quite frankly, it's the best front four you've ever seen in high school football.
Well, it is, and I, of course, haven't been around forever, and there's been a lot of old-time, old-school defenses that would bring the lead pipe out of the alley and want to knock you upside the head with it. But I'm going to tell you right now, the front four, the way they come off, the angle that they come off at, the speed and the explosive power that their hips have, not to mention the schemes that they have, it's going to be very, very difficult for whoever is fortunate enough to win this game tonight representing the East to play that Dowling team next week. It's just the truth.
Well, it's been a very unusual year in the East. It seems like every 2 weeks we change our mind.
Yes.
Who is the top team.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it started off maybe Bettendorf. Well, that didn't work out so well. Then it kind of went over to Cedar Rapids, Washington. Cedar
yes.
Falls beat them. Somebody's got to assert their dominance tonight, or it's going to be tough next week. It's going to be tough anyway.
Well, there were some people that said after the Battle of the Booth that the best team in the East was City High. Then there were some people that thought going into the playoffs that it might be Cedar Rapids Prairie. So you're right. It's been scattershot all over the place. All that matters is who comes out for 48 minutes tonight and executes and plays their hearts out. And I tell you what. I don't know which team it's going to be. I don't even have a hunch which of these two teams is going to win tonight, Scott. But I still think they'll go out there and represent the eastern half of the state very well a week from tonight against the Dowling Maroon.
West High has won 6 straight ball games. Cedar Rapids, Washington has won 5 straight ball games in this one. Coming your way on the Holmes Murphy pregame show, let's go ahead and set you the starting lineups tonight in this one as we wait for the teams to come back onto the Mondo turf here at the Uni Dome and line up for our national anthem here. And happy Veterans Day to everybody out there, especially all our veterans. We appreciate all your military service out there. And they will be honoring a couple of the veterans, one from Wash, one from City, from West High, I should say, coming up after the first quarter. Offensively for the Washington Warriors tonight, they will go with this lineup. Brian Cundy, the quarterback, 5'11", 195-pound junior. And he's had a good year, 53% completion percentage, 19 touchdowns, has thrown 12 interceptions so far this year, and just under 1,750 yards. The feature back, Ian Thomas, now playing with a little bit of a bum shoulder for the City High game last week. We'll see how that goes. Thomas, 5'9", 195 pounds, 785 yards and 8 touchdowns, 7 yards a carry for Thomas. The fullback is Ben Nassif, 5'10", 185 pounds, and a senior. Wideouts is, he's Washington's Mr. Everything, Drew Dostal, the 6-foot, 190-pound senior, 43 receptions, 8 touchdowns. He's averaging 17 yards a catch. Also, Nick Bjornson, 5'10", 160 pounds, and a senior. The tight end, Rain Weiland, the 6'4", 210-pound senior, more of a blocker than a pass catcher, but he can go out and catch that drag route that Paul James loves so very much. The offensive line, and one of the best in the state of Iowa. Left tackle, Andrew Todd, 6'4", 270 pounds and a junior. Peter Grubel at left guard, 6'3", 240 and a senior. Jared Sherman at center, 5'11", 215 and a junior. Gary Ault at right guard, 6'4", 290 and a senior. And the right tackle, Nolan Potter, the 6'6", 235-pound junior. The offensive lineup for the Washington Warriors. The offensive lineup for the Trojans of Iowa City West. The quarterback, Evan Fletz, the junior, 6-foot, 175-pounder, with almost 1,800 yards, completing just about 70% of his passes for 19 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions so far this year. And he's had a very good junior campaign. Tailback Devontae Lane, the 6'1", 215-pound senior, took over at the Prairie game, the first Prairie game at the midpoint of the season. He's put together a stellar campaign and, of course, a tremendous all-around athlete, a terrific basketball player for Steve Bergman, not to mention a pretty good running back as well. And he can catch the ball out of the backfield as well. Started off as a wide receiver this year. The blocking back is Brayton McDowell, 5'11", 225-pound senior. The tight end, Dylan Doyle, 6'2", 210 pounds and a junior. And he's sneaky. He's caught 8 balls this year, but 3 of them are for touchdowns. They like to go to him in the red zone. And we'll see if Dylan Doyle will play a big part in this game tonight. The wideouts are tremendous. Of course, one of the best in the country, Oliver Martin. Number 8, the 6'1", 195-pound senior. You name Division I schools, and thereafter, Oliver Martin has not made his choice as of yet. But somebody's going to be real happy. 75 receptions for 1,128 yards, 12 touchdowns, averaging 15 yards a catch. And Travis Buchanan on the other side is not too bad. The 5'11", 170-pound junior with 22 grabs, averaging 18 yards per reception. Up front, the offensive line, Jonathan Gannon, 6'2", 240-pound senior. Coy Blair, 6'2", 210-pound senior. Guy Snow, junior at 6'1", 235. Josh Van Roekel at 6'3", 245 pounds and a senior. And Alex Kleinow at 6'7", 280. He's the bell cow up there, and he is a senior. So that is the offensive lineup for the Trojans of Iowa City West under head coach Garrett Hartwig. We mentioned the playoff history between these two teams. They have met 3 times, all in the 2000s. John, we remember, we were talking about it on the way up.
02.
2002. That was the Adrian Arrington, Seuss, Bruggeman, McGrath.
Their junior year.
Their junior year.
Right.
Washington was unbeaten. Had a, I believe, a 2 or 3 touchdown lead midway through the fourth quarter, and West High came back to win 28-27 in the first rounder. And then Washington won the last 2. They got a little bit of revenge the next year, going to the state championship game, a 30-12 quarterfinal win. And then 2 years ago, Washington with a 44-19 quarterfinal win 2 years ago over Iowa City West. So this is the 4th meeting between these two schools as they get into it here in the playoffs.
Well, both of these teams are confident, Scott, that they can come in here and win this game tonight. I also think that both schools probably would tell you that there are ways that they can lose the game too. So this is a coin toss. It's 50-50. It's whoever comes out and has the game of their lives. They've got to play the entire 48 minutes. Who knows? We're on a roll right now with games we're calling that come down to the end and maybe even end on the last play of the game again tonight. It's hard to say, but the quality of competition between Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Washington is not lost as the crowds see their teams come out to line up on the 30-yard lines. And we will have just a little bit of a video and a pregame before we have the national anthem.
Yep, they'll have the national anthem. They're going to do it ahead of every particular ball game here in the semifinals and in the finals as well. The winner will get West Des Moines Dowling coming up next Friday night, and that will be a 7 o'clock game. We will we'll be here if it's us or if it's Alex and Gary, but somebody's going to be here. And don't forget, speaking of Alex and Gary, they'll be here tomorrow morning bright and early at 9:30. It's not breakfast at Wimbledon, but it's breakfast at the Dome, and it will be Regina taking on Denver in a 1A semifinal, and then you and I will be back here Saturday night at 6:30 for the high-flying Mount Vernon Mustangs taking on the Union Knights.
The hope for the 7-peat is alive and still kicking.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that'll be coming up. Big day of football tomorrow right here on KGYM. We have the Hawkeye pre- and post-game show on the FMs. We also have Iowa State football coming your way at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning as well. That'll be on 1600 AM. So a lot of football to come your way here on KGYM. And, of course, we hope to get the as many teams as we can to the championship round coming up next week. Of course, we had a dandy last night with Xavier and Pella. People still talking about that ending and that particular game going into today. And A rough one for the Xavier Saints, but nothing to hang their head about.
You know, it is funny because, I say funny, not in a humorous sense, but the number of texts and phone calls that I got today from people that wanted to rehash somehow the outcome of that game with me. And then when we got up here in the press box at the Unidome again, the people that were up here that wanted to talk about the outcome of that game too. That was just one for the ages, and I don't know what else to say about it except that it was an instant classic.
We're going to take a break, come back, and get you ready for the kickoff. It's Washington and West High from the Unidome before a semifinal. Stay tuned. More to come after this timeout as you're listening to high school semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Let's go back to the stadium for coaches' interviews and more analysis of tonight's game. It's the Holmes Murphy pregame show. Once again, here's Scott Unash.
Back with you at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, the national anthem about to be presented as the soloist will be singing our national anthem, I believe, from Iowa City West High as both teams are lined up, Washington on the south 30-yard line and West High on the north 30-yard line as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem here tonight from the Unidome before this Class 4A state semifinal contest. Winner moving on to take on West Des Moines Dowling, and that will be next Friday. And here we go with our national anthem. Fine job by the solos from West High with our national anthem here tonight. Washington, the visitors in their white jerseys with the red numerals and the blue trim, the red helmets, the red pants with the white and blue striping. West High, they're all green tonight. They'll have the gold helmets, of course, the traditional gold helmets with the gold numbers and the solid green pants. Some things you're looking for as we get ready to kick it off tonight, John.
Well, if you're Cedar Rapids, Washington, you've got to run the ball. You've got an offensive line that's big, smart, experienced, and you've had a whole week to get healed up from the long onslaught of last week against City High. Can't just rely on the passing game if you're Paul James. You've got to find a way to mix that pass and run in, but the health of Ian Thomas is going to be key on that. If you're Iowa City West, you cannot allow Washington to run the ball. Their defense has got to come up and stuff the run. They want to force Wash to pass. And if they can do that, their offense should be able to take and exploit the big plays with Oliver Martin and then the rushing attack of Devontae Lane.
How many times will West go to Oliver Mark tonight? I think that's going to be one of the big, big challenges for this Washington defense. And I'm sure it's not lost to Garrett Hartwig that these are two young corners that the Warriors have.
Well, you need look no further back than a week ago against Cedar Rapids Prairie to see the damage that Oliver Martin can do. But there's another factor to this, and that is how often can you successfully use him as a decoy and then you throw it underneath to Travis Buchanan or get it to your tight end, Dylan Doyle, because they are favorite targets of Evan Flitz, too.
Captains meeting at the 50-yard line. It'll be a West High winning the toss. They will defer. Washington will get the ball first in this one here tonight. Warriors will go from right to left, and West High will defend the south goal here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Remember, for Cedar Rapids, Washington, head coach Paul James coaches from up the booth. It's a long walk, a lot of stairs to traverse.
And tell our folks listening at home, Scott, where he is in relation to actually where you are sitting right now in the press box.
Actually, they are on the over.
They're not next to us tonight.
We are right next to the home Iowa City West coaches.
There's a piece of plexiglass between us, however.
That's right. Used to be clear, and you could see everything going on. I don't know if our friend Gary Rima put that up or not. But,
I bet he did.
We are at Gary's seats here.
Yes, we are holding court in Rima Tima seats tonight.
That's right. Great to see that. All right. Set to go here from the Unidome. As West High will get ready to kick it away. They'll kick it off from left to right, as we mentioned. Lucas Carwell will kick it away. And dropping back for the Washington Warriors will be Drew Dostal over on the far side. And it'll be Braden Wright, the sophomore, on the near side. Great to have you with us here on KGYM. As we come your way from the Unidome in this Class 4A state semifinal here on this Friday evening. The approach and the kick, a high short pooch kick. Going to bounce at the 20-yard line, picked up by one of the upbacks, and that's been Nassif across the 25, and he'll take it to about the 26-yard line, and the Warriors will have it first down and 10. What gave you Washington's offense, West High defense, Shepard, Peterson, Adolph, and Ely up front, linebackers Max Brown, Caden Fedler, and Dylan Doyle, Martin, Keene, Mabry, and Lane are the defensive backfield. First and 10, Washington. They'll go out of the eye with Nassif in front of Ian Thomas, who will get the start tonight, coming off the shoulder injury against City High. Tied into the right side. They'll run it that way. Thomas starts that way. Caught. Brought down. Great defensive play there for Iowa City West. Shooting through there and making the tackle was the junior Tom Adolph.
One of the things you know if you're a defensive coach or player for Iowa City West is that you're going to get a heavy dose of that fullback coming in through both the ISO on the linebacker and the kickout block on the defensive end. Stuffed very nicely on that first play by the Trojan defense.
Weiland in a slot to the right side. Out of the eye. Three receivers in the pattern. Cundy on the handoff. Thomas sweeping the left side and gets high load. At about the 30, ball comes loose, but the officials are going to say he was down. And that will be a pickup of about five, but a third and long coming up for the Warriors.
Again, nothing there in the hole that was supposed to, the play was supposed to go to. So Ian Thomas bounced it to the outside where the right-hand side of the defense collapsed just a little bit for Iowa City West.
Big play here early on. No score, just underway. Bjornson to the left, Weiland in the slot. Drew Dostal up top. Man-to-man coverage for West High. Cundy rolls the pocket to the right side, has time. Now needs to throw it, throws up field, and almost picked off the deflection. Devontae Lane came in there and torpedoed Drew Dostal, the intended receiver, and the Warriors go three and out on their first drive of the night.
Quarterback Cundy rolling out, sprinting out actually to his right, but he was being chased from behind, and he saw downfield that two of his eligible receivers were blanket coverage, so he had to throw that ball low.
Drew Dostal to punt. 41-yard average, and the dangerous Oliver Martin back for West High. Gets the boot away, and a nice kick. Martin retreats. Oliver at the 25-yard line. Up the hash marks to the 30. Starts left, tries to come back to the right. Gang tackle. Good defense on the special teams. Jared Sherman was there early on. Also, back down there, Peter Grubel, a couple of linemen right there for the Warriors.
Tremendous hang time by Drew Dostal. And if you've never heard of Washington broadcast, you're going to hear Drew Dostal's name a lot tonight. Offense, defense, punting, and punt returning, the guy does it all.
First and 10 for West High, just underway. 10:31 to play here in the first quarter. They'll put Martin in the slot right side. Travis Buchanan, or check that, Martin to the left. Buchanan to the right. Double slot for Flitz at quarterback. Lane, the lone setback. Long count down to six on the play clock. Warriors with that 3-5-3. Here's Flitz looking to the left side. They're going to throw to Martin quickly. Gets loose. 35-40. Up the far sideline. Turns it on at the 40-yard line and crowd at the Warrior 36. Wash tried to go for the big play and the pick came up empty in a big play for West.
Braden Wright came up and tried to get his hand in front of the receiver and slap the ball away, but his momentum carried him beyond it after the catch was made, and so it was off to the races down the Washington sideline.
One throw, one catch for 35 yards for the All-American Oliver Martin. Four into pattern this time for Iowa City West. A flip-flop Martin. He'll go to the right side this time with trips out there. Flitz with Lane on his left hip. He's going to look to throw. Throws the quick out. Caught and a big tackle put on at about the 39-yard line. Connor Malcolm came up to make the stop right there.
Chucky.
Yeah, and it's going to be a loss as he comes up and makes the play on Austin West.
Chucky Connor Malcolm came up and defeated a block out there. That's about as nice a job as you can do, defeating a stock block and then throwing the receiver down at the same time.
Loss of a couple, second down and 12 on the right hash mark for Iowa City West. Doyle tied in right side, Martin to the right, Buchanan to the left. No score, just underway. West on the move, handoff, Lane. Starts left, cuts back to the right, squirts through, 30 to the 25, and Devontae Lane close to the 20-yard line. That'll move the chains, first down West High.
Nice blocking between the centers and guards there, just coming straight off the ball, right downfield. And Devontae Lane just reading his blocks ever so well. Had to do a little bit of jitterbugging in there, but did a nice job of keeping his pads and his helmet out in front of his shoulder pads at the same time.
The junior Austin West back into the game for Iowa City West. First and 10, West High. 9 minutes to play, first quarter. They'll go with the spread look this time with a slot to the left side. Here's a read option, handoff Lane. Starts up the middle, tries to kick it to the outside. Pushed ahead, and the ball is stripped away and stolen. Drew Dostal comes away with it.
Second week in a row.
Just like last week against City High.
Drew Dostal victimized City High on their first possession in exactly the same way. This is deja vu all over again. The play was not blown dead, Scott, and in an effort to not go down, the running back gave the ball up as Drew Dostal stripped it away.
Not many better than Drew Dostal at coming up with that strip. Warriors get it on the turnover by Iowa City West. No score. And Washington will have it at the 21-yard line after going three and out in their first possession. This time it's going to be Orion Vance in the backfield ahead of Ian Thomas, so they're going to go with the heavy package this time with a tight end to the right. They'll toss sweep it that way. Thomas, Vance out in front with the block. Nothing doing. West did a great job of stringing that out. And coming up to make the play, I believe, was Oliver Martin.
Oliver Martin came up from the outside. Dylan Shepard on the inside kind of met him in the middle there.
Check that, not Oliver Martin. That was six instead of eight.
Devontae.
That wasn't Devontae, too, either.
You got two sixes?
No. It's not college. Second down and eight. And we've got a timeout taken here by Washington. As Coach Frank Sherman, assistant coach Frank Sherman, called that timeout. And that'll be the first one here of the ball game as the Warriors will face a second down and eight from their own 23-yard line. 8:08 to play, first quarter, no score between Wash and West High. West was really moving on that opening drive, and you're going to learn on film quickly. Drew Dostal will do that a lot.
It's very difficult to learn that lesson, too, because I mean, if you talk to your running backs, you obviously, upon impact, you want them to keep fighting for extra yardage. You want them to keep their legs churning. You don't want them to go down to a knee or a hip. And so in continuing the play, there's just nobody that's better that I've seen this in years than Drew Dostal coming up, and he just literally wrestles the ball away, somehow gets in between your elbows and gets the ball away, and before you know it, you can't believe what just happened.
By the way, it was Dylan Doyle. It was number 9. The 6s, 8s, and 9s.
Yeah, they all
crunch alike.
Up together with their and their numbers are kind of light on, the, even though they've got a dark green jersey.
Second down after the timeout. It'll be 2nd and 8 for on the right hash mark, just across the 22-yard line. For Brian Cundy, the junior quarterback for Washington. Orion Vance, the fullback, the 6'3", 235-pound future Iowa State Cyclone. Off the long count. Off the fake. Back to throw, Cundy. Chased out of the pocket. Retreating. Caught. Thrown down. Big loss back inside the 10-yard line. All the way back. Let's see where they'll spot his progress. They're going to bring him down at the 9-yard line.
My goodness, Will Peterson all over that. Just bull rushed into the backfield and threw Cundy down. The official came up and gave him, however, a generous spot where the wrap-up occurred and not the throwdown.
That's a loss of 13, though, still. First sack of the night for West High, and 3rd down and eternity coming up for the Warriors.
Well, in Washington's scheme of play action, when Cundy, the quarterback, comes off, he's got a little dead zone there where he's not really looking at what's coming at him.
They'll run the eye. Twin receivers out to the right side. They're going to keep it on the ground. Hand off Thomas up the middle. Crosses the 10 and gets a little bit of room for Dostal to kick it. Gain of about 3, and it's going to be the 2nd consecutive 3-and-out for the Washington Warriors.
Dostal going to be kicking this from very near the end zone as Oliver Martin comes out and prepares to field this punt. He's right on the 50-yard line.
Dostal to punt, 41-yard average. Oliver Martin back at about the midfield stripe. The snap bobbled, no rush, got it away. A wobbly kick. Martin makes the catch at the 43. Starts right, cuts up the middle, splits defenders, and brought down on an ankle tackle at about the Warrior 49-yard line by Cade Saylor. But great field position coming up for Iowa City West on their 2nd possession of the night.
I should say so. And on the last drive, they drove down, almost got near the red zone before that ball was stripped away. And we've got an officials timeout.
Yep, we're going to have officials timeout right here with 6:36 to play here in the first quarter. And no score between Washington and Iowa City West. Again, coming up tomorrow, it'll be Regina football in the morning at 9:30. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle will be here from the Unidome in Cedar Falls as Regina will take on unbeaten Denver. And do not overlook the Cyclones after the win by Regina over Pella Christian last Friday.
Yes, they're going to be a handful. There's no doubt about that. But I think that if anybody could tell you about the tradition that Marv Cook's got going, it'd be Gary Fickle. I think Gary's called every one of those 6 in a row.
I think you're right. In fact, I know you're right.
And Alex Kuhn is going to get, hopefully, his first state championship experience next week.
1st and 10 at the 49-yard line. West High will come out with Evan Flitz, the quarterback. The 6-foot, 175-pound junior for Iowa City West. Washington's defense. Rain Weiland, Billy Faulkner, Parks McBride up front. Vance, Semerow, Nassif, the linebackers. The hybrids, Connor Malcolm and Travis Metzger. Ty Johnson, Braden Wright, Drew Dostal in the defensive backfield. They flip-flop the slot men. Here's the read option, hand off to Lane, coming to the right side, and not much. Back to the line of scrimmage. Connor Malcolm and Orion Vance chased him down. Back to the line of scrimmage. On the 3rd carry of the night for Devontae Lane, and it'll be 2nd down and 10. West flip-flopping folks that time on that offensive play. Jason Strunk comes out of the ball game. Wide side of the field to the left, slot that way. Warriors showing blitz, and here they come. Flitz back to throw, has time, throws short, caught by Martin. At the 45, only going to be a pickup of about 4 before Travis Metzger brings him down. And check that, that's Dylan Doyle, number 9, instead of Oliver Martin, the tight end. But a good solo tackle by Travis Metzger.
Yeah, you better wrap him up because He's got a lot of marble to him, and he's going to put his shoulder pad into you and take you for a ride if you don't.
Well, he knows where the weight room is.
Yes, he does. I was just thinking, Dad's got him in the weight room.
Third down at 5 from the 44-yard line, left hash mark. Here's an inside handoff. Devontae Lane sneaks through and's got a first down. Started right, cut it back to the left, and got inside the 40 down to the 39. And that'll be enough to move the chains and a West High first down.
You know, for a guy that has not been at the running back position his entire career, he's got some great vision to follow his blocks, doesn't he, Scott?
You got to have vision
he's
if you're a running
back. So patient, waiting for things to develop. He just takes these nice little baby steps, and he can move laterally very fast.
West at the 38-yard line of Washington. Martin wide to the right side. Austin West in the slot right. Here comes the blitz. Flitz back to throw again. Blitz picked up. Throws a quick out. Caught out of the backfield. Lane on an island at the 35 and brought down by Travis Metzger and Ben Nassif after the gain of about 3 down to the Warrior 35. Good job by Flitz to be patient there. Went through his progressions and finally just went through his safety valve.
Yep, and some of that was just great downfield coverage by the secondary of Wash. And Flitz, knowing that he's got that out there in the flat that he can go to, checked down, which is a bad thing for Iowa City people, I know, but we'll say check down anyway.
Second down at the 35, calling a long 7. Slot right with Doyle. Nash is showing blitz, and here he comes. Here is the tunnel screen, caught by West at the 35. West gets away to the 30, fumble the football. It's loose, scooped up at the 20-yard line. A penalty flag is down. Picked up and coming back to the 50-yard line, to the 40-yard line, to the 30 is Dostal, to the 20, 15, carrying Trojans inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line, but there is a penalty flag back at about the 30.
My goodness, we're going to have to see what this is all about, but there's Drew Dostal again. He's a kind of guy that no matter if it's offense, defense, special teams, he can just take the team on his back and take them down the field.
Going to be a block in the back against West. That'll be declined, and Washington's going to get their second turnover of the night.
My goodness, two drives that have gone down inside the 30-yard line of Washington yield two fumbles, and now the short porch for Washington at the West High 10-yard line.
Rain Weiland did the strip, Drew Dostal the pickup, and then Dostal gave a little ride to several Trojans. First and goal, Washington at the Iowa City West 9-yard line. Second pickup of a fumble by Drew Dostal. Wide side of the field to the left. Now the officials with a timeout here. They're going to say it is a first and goal just inside the 10-yard line. Bjornson and Dostal wide to the left side. Nassif back in there as a fullback ahead of Thomas. Now you get him set. Here is the counter up the middle. Thomas gets to the 5 and spun down close to the 4-yard line.
Man, and he almost had the ball stripped out on his way down.
Tackle made in there for West by Max Brown, the 185-pound senior middle linebacker.
Ian Thomas looking over at the sideline and giving the signal, feed me, I'm hot right now, give me the ball again.
See if Washington elects to do that. Second down and goal from just inside the 5-yard line. Same formation out of the eye. Turn, handoff, second back through. Thomas hits the left side, spins toward the goal line, but a little short. He'll be brought down at the 1, and it'll be third down and goal. Nothing fancy here
no.
for Paul James.
Everything straight ahead. You don't want to do any cross-blocking. You don't want to do anything that's going to keep you from getting positive yardage.
Now Ryan Vance is going to come in. Wash is going to go with the jumbo package here. Also, Nathaniel Burke will come in. So Washington will go two tight ends, and Nassif and Vance in the wishbone look. Cundy under center, handoff, right side, Thomas, and he's in for the touchdown. Washington scores off the West High turnover, and it's 6-0 Warriors.
Well, ask City High what it's like early in the game to give the ball over a couple of times to Washington and spot them the lead. That's not a great start for Iowa City West, and it's ironic because they're moving the ball very effectively.
Andrew Hammer to come on to try the extra point. Out of the hole to Brian Cundy. Warriors score first on the scoop and big fumble return by Drew Dostal off the Rain Weiland strip. Good snap back. Kick on its way up, and it is good by Hammer. With 2:43 to play here in the opening quarter, it's Cedar Rapids, Washington 7, Iowa City West nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back to the Unidome after this as you're listening to high school semifinal football from Class 4A right here on KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Scott Unash, John Hegarty with you. And an interesting game so far here, John, because West is dominated pretty much, but Washington's got the 7-0 lead.
West is moving the ball. On their first two possessions, they got down to the 20 of Cedar Rapids, Washington, and on the second one, they got down to 30, and in both cases, gave up the ball. That second one, the long return to Dossler, who took it all the way down to the 10-yard line, and those are enormous turnovers. We like to talk about situations that happened, that bang-bang for the two teams being 14-point swings, Scott, and here it is yet again. City High victimized the same way last week.
Hammer with the kick. A low-line driver is going to squib off the field turf a little bit, picked up lane, 10, 15, up the middle of the 20, hold, stop and go, move, bust through, he's to the 35, leaps the pile, 40, 45, and all the way back to about the 47-yard line. It'll be a 40, well, check that, a 37-yard return there for Devontae Lane.
I can't tell you that Devontae Lane is the fastest guy that I've ever seen at the running back position, but he is so elusive. And he knows spatially what's going on all around him all the time. And he's just got a way of being slippery enough that he gets past people.
Birkin there now at a linebacker spot for Washington. First and 10 for the Trojans at the 48, down 7-0. They'll run it out of the eye. Flitz will go under center this time. And the handoff right side to Devontae Lane, and not much. Maybe a yard to the 49. And if there's a pile, there's usually Orion Vance there, and that's the situation this time. Nathaniel Burke also there for Wash. Five carries now for 25 yards for Devontae Lane. And it'll be second down and 9. So far, only one touch, and it was a big one for Oliver Martin. See if they get him involved. He's in the slot to the left side. Buchanan up top to the left. They'll run it on the eye. Tight end Doyle to the right side. They'll toss it that way. Lane trying to get to the corner and run down by Ty Johnson. The junior corner stayed at home. Parks McBride also there for the Washington defense.
You know, that we've talked about Parks McBride and his ability to set an edge whenever you try and run sweep his way. You know, he doesn't ever do anything flashy, but he's just solid with his fundamentals playing that defensive end position.
Parks McBride, a 6'2", 205-pound junior. On this terrific Washington defense. Third down. And a short 9 coming up for West High. Twins left, one receiver, Martin to the right side. Vance showing blitz. Here he comes. Flitz to throw. Going to go for Martin. Right sideline. Martin with the diving attempt incomplete. Little bit beyond his outstretched arms. Ty Johnson was right there, stride for stride. Pretty good coverage.
Nicely thrown and executed. But just a little too much air underneath that.
And we got an injured Trojan back at about the 40-yard line. I believe one of the linemen for West is down. And the West High trainers will come out and take a look at the injured Trojan.
How many times, Scott, in the last week of defensive practice at Cedar Rapids, Washington, do you think Mo Blue put his cornerbacks and safeties through those go nine route drills? I bet they're seeing him in their sleep.
And getting up and walking off under his own power for West is Josh Van Rokel, the 6'3", 245-pound senior lineman. Minute 10 to play here in the first quarter, and Washington on top, 7-0.
You know, when you continually are so effective at running those go patterns, at some point, your eyes in the sky are going to look down from the box and say, it's time to fake the go and do the little hitch from there, and it should be wide open for Iowa City West.
Official timeout going on right now, and they'll get back to action here in a moment. Drew Dostal will drop deep for the Warriors and receive this punt from Evan Hermiston, averaging 38 yards a boot this year for Iowa City West. Got to be leery of a fake right here.
I was thinking the same thing. Whenever that ball is around midfield and you've got less than 10 yards to go, with all of the different types of fake punt schemes that we see people employ anymore, you got to be very wary if you're Washington on this special teams punt return.
Dostal will drop it about the 10-yard line, a good punt returner, averaging 18.5 yards a return with two touchdowns so far this year. He'll line up at about the 15-yard line in single safety. Hermiston gets the high snap, no rush. Warriors set up the return, not a great kick, angling to the near side. Will take a West High bounce inside the 20, inside the 15, and touched up at about the 14-yard line. And that's going to be about a 38-yard punt and no return.
So Iowa City West has had three offensive possessions. Each of them has ended somewhere in Cedar Rapids, Washington's territory. The first two fumbles they gave away to the Warriors, and then the punt. This will be Wash's fourth possession. Last one they started on the Iowa City West 9, took it all the way down for the first touchdown of the game.
First and 10 at the 14-yard line. Vance back in there as the blocking back for Ian Thomas. They'll run it out of the I formation. And the straight-ahead handoff to Thomas. Stood up as he gets to about to the 15-yard line. Dylan Doyle was in there for Iowa City West. And also getting up off the bottom of the pile there for West High. After making the stop was Cole Mabry, the strong safety. He's only a sophomore. He's going to be a good one, too. Gain of one, second down, as we're under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Again, out of the eye, Cundy on the handoff. Here comes Vance. Starts to the right side, tries to turn it up, tries to spin, still on his feet. And Vance to the 19-yard line and what might be the final play here of corner number one.
Great job of defeating his block by Dylan Shepard again. He's got a great way of not allowing you to move him defensively.
Somebody lost a helmet for West, so they'll have to come out. Down to 12 seconds, and Washington facing another third and long. They don't have to snap it. Let's see if they elect to do so. Down to four on the big clock. Cundy on third down and five, and they will snap it. On the counter give, Thomas starts left, cuts back up, and has a first down. Runs over a Trojan or two, and takes it to the 29-yard line for a pickup of 10. The initial first down of the night for the Washington Warriors, and we've come to the end of the first quarter. After one from the Unidome at Cedar Falls, it's Cedar Rapids, Washington, 7, Iowa City West, nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout and come back with quarter number two after this. You're listening to coverage of the 4A semifinals here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back at the Uni Dome at Cedar Falls, honoring a pair of veterans here on Veterans Day.
Iowa City West, Charlie Huff.
Yeah, great to see him down there. And they're doing that for each team here at the state football finals here on Veterans Day. Todd Tharp of the Iowa High School Athletic Association down there escorting the veteran. And Todd, of course, a Marion native, former Marion Indian. Pretty good, pretty darn good first baseman in his day. Washington 7, Iowa City West nothing. Total yards through the first quarter. Iowa City West 75, Washington 19, but two turnovers for West High. On the first play of the quarter, quick out, caught Bjornson, split defenders, 30, 35, and he picks up about seven on the first down throw for Brian Cundy. And we've seen Washington do that a lot this year, just that quick out to one of the receivers.
It's a quick, serviceable way of spreading the field out, and they'll do it as soon as they see they've got fairly good cushions in that, what I'll call the slot zone area.
Dostal to the right side, bunch formation to the left, an empty backfield. A little bit of a new look here by Washington. They'll go trips in the slot. And they'll throw to one of the trip guys. That's Rain Weiland. And good pursuit by Iowa City West. Weiland shucks one and gets back to the line of scrimmage. That was a tough no gain there for Rain Weiland.
As soon as Iowa City West secondary saw that alignment, they came out of whatever coverage they were in, and they went into a man-to-man situation. And it's a good thing they did.
Washington 1 out of 3 on third down tries tonight. They'll have a third down and a little less than three. Vance will stay in there as the fullback. Dostal and Bjornson out to the right side for the Warriors. Tight end Weiland on the left. On third and three, they ran last time. Off the long count, down to four in the play clock. Deep handoff, Thomas off the right side, close, but I think he's short. He is short by about a half a yard. Doyle on the stop for Iowa City West, and Tom Adolph helping out. Now do you go for it here if you're Paul James?
No, absolutely not.
Yep, he's going to bring, well, let's see.
Well, I'll tell you what, they better convert it.
Now remember, Dostal is the punter, and he can go out of that short punt formation. He has the option of running it or punting it. He's set up to punt, and he's going to run it. Coming off the right side, he's got the first down up the hash marks, 45, and close to midfield.
Well, that's why I gave up predicting right there.
There you go. First down Warriors on the fourth down pickup.
Paul James says, you know what? Two things, Hegarty. Number one, I've got Drew Dostal. And number two, we want to go to the state championship game and see Dowling.
First and 10 after the 10-yard pickup. 11-yard pickup for Dostal. Rain Weiland off to the right side. Nassif's going to come in and be the fullback here. He'll come in late and get the play from Brian Cundy. Four-man front for West High on first down. Counter give left side. Thomas, a little bit of a hole. Breaks through to the 45 and ahead. Close to a first down. Down to the Trojan 42-yard line. He ran through an arm tackle there. I think he got by Peterson that time.
Peter Grubel and Andrew Todd, great job of staying low, combo blocking on that defensive end out there.
Gain of 9. Thomas now with 40 yards tonight. On 11 carries, been a workhorse early on. Second down and 1. They'll give it to Nassif, the fullback, straight ahead on the trap and close to a first down. And going to depend on the spot. Needed the 41. Officials might take a look at this one.
This is going to be close. I think they're going to have to measure this.
And they will. They'll bring in the sticks from the far side.
Always have a great view from the press box in the Unidome. You're up so high, you can generally tell. Oh, now they're picking the ball up and moving it back to the original spot where the numbers on the far side are. So they're going to have to bring the chains in with a long trek.
I think it's going to be about 2 or 3 inches short. We talked in the pregame, and we got 8:57 to play here in the first half. If Washington can control the line of scrimmage, control time of possession, keep it more of a low-scoring game, it's going to help the Warriors, and that's been the recipe so far.
It was. We'll go back to some of our keys of the game here. Obviously, they need to control the running game. They need to keep the clock moving in their favor, the offense, the ball in their hands, and out of Iowa City West's offense's hands.
First down. So what do we know?
Well, we are at a little bit of an angle here now. Okay, we got the rhyme of time of seats, but.
Well, they got Paul James on the big video board. They found the head coach. Jason Wood on his left. Kelly O'Rourke, the former Williamsburg Raider, to his right. Kelly's a fine young coach, too. First and 10 at the 41-yard line. Ball right hash mark. Warriors going to go shotgun with Thomas, the one setback. Read option. Cundy on the handoff. Thomas got the corner. Turns it up 35. Got a block from Bjornson at the 30-yard line. And Lane drives him out of bounds at about the West High 28-yard line.
Counter tray to the left. And that means that right guard Gary Ault and right tackle Nolan Potter are pulling and leading out there on the left, and they just sealed that home.
Gonna mark it at the 28. Move the chains. First down, Washington for Ian Thomas on that run. Bjornson and Dostal to the right side. Again, out of the I formation. And the handoff to Thomas. Started up the middle. Tried to kick it to the outside, and all green shirts right there. Good job of defense. Adolf was there for West High. He was the first Trojan to get him, and also in there making the stop. Helping out for Iowa City West was Dylan Shepard. And it'll be a second down. West High wearing that black helmet sticker for former Trojan Tony Bominio, who was unfortunately gunned down.
Member of a state championship football team and wrestling team for Iowa City West.
What a great athlete. Here's the handoff, and Thomas starts right. All Trojans there. Dylan Shepard, the first one to hit him.
Shepard has had a big first half defensively for Iowa City West.
Going to be a loss of three that time. Just gang tackling by Gang Green. And a third down upcoming for Washington. Third and long, and this is what Washington wants to avoid. And they'll have it on the West High 31-yard line, 7.5 to play, and now we're going to get a Warrior timeout. We'll take one as well. 7:26 to play, opening quarter. It's Cedar Rapids, Washington 7, and Iowa City West nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back to the Unidome after this. You're listening to 4A State Semifinal Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union here at KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back at the Unidome here in Cedar Falls as Washington facing a third down and about 13. And you were thinking Paul James might be conservative here because they're pretty close to Andrew Hammer's range.
I think you get 5 to 7 yards on maybe a quick hitch out to Drew Dostal, and then you are well within Andrew Hammer's zone. Right now, the way this game's evolving, and as quickly as the time is elapsing in the first half, any kind of a score, 3 would be huge here for Washington.
Third down and 14 at the 32 of the Trojans. Spread formation again, that trip formation in the slot left side. Cundy, a deep drop, looking to throw. Steps up, throws behind the intended receiver, incomplete. Tried to get it to Connor Malcolm at about the 27-yard line. And now you're kind of in that gray area here.
Well, I'm telling you, this is going to be a little too long for an Andrew Hammer has got a hammer for a foot and a leg. But this would be almost a 50-yard field goal.
Looking over the sideline, Tim Callahan and Frank Sherman making the calls over there for Washington. Fourth down, Warriors will go for it here. From the West High 32-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right. Four receivers to the left, and we've got movement. And I think it's going to be a false start.
Yeah, fourth and 13, just added on 5 more.
First penalty for either team, and now you got to think of punting it here. You would think.
Well, you would think. But when you've got confidence in your offense, Scott, and you're down inside the 40-yard line of your opposition, you know, confidence can make you do things like that, that go for this.
Well, let's see what the Warriors will
They're going for
it. They are going to go for it. Rain Wyland and Dostal out to the right side. One setback, and here's Cundy going to throw the quick out to Dostal. It's going to be a double pass. Dostal down the sideline and incomplete. Tried to get it to Smith Allen, who came in. Double pass, and West will take over. Dostal, of course, the quarterback a year ago for the Warriors.
Nice coverage downfield, though. The secondary for Iowa City West, not convinced that that was something they needed to bite on at all.
Devontae Lane was down there on coverage for West High. And it remains 7-0 in favor of Cedar Rapids, Washington. And West will take over. Not bad field position at the 37-yard line. West has had good field position tonight. Those two turnovers have been just huge. One led right to a Washington touchdown.
Yeah, we've got another timeout on the field here.
We mentioned Iowa City Regina tomorrow. Tomorrow night we've got Mount Vernon football, Mount Vernon and Union, 6:30 or thereabouts tomorrow night. That'll be in all three of our frequencies. Looking forward to bringing you that one.
Well, when you talk about the Mount Vernon Mustangs and Lance Peterson's team, you know, you're talking exciting offense. My goodness, the finals game we called between them and Spirit Lake last year. You want to talk about a game for the ages. What'd that end up, 70-56?
70-56.
Oh, my goodness. Hard to forget a score like that.
And we hope for a good one tomorrow night. I think we're going to get a good one. We might not get 70-56, but
I'll say it again. I think the two hottest teams in the state, regardless of class right now, one of them's here tonight wearing green, and the other one is in 2A, and it's not Mount Vernon. It's LaPorte City Union.
Although Mount Vernon's won 9 in a row after the 0-2 start. Oliver Martin to the left side. Buchanan up top to the right for West High on first down. One setback, or check that. They will run out of the tight eye, and they'll hand it off to the fullback. And McDowell does not get a whole lot of carries, but he got one right there. You got to feed that fullback. You got to keep him happy every once in a while.
Well, you got to keep the defense honest is what you've got to do.
He goes for about 3. This thing should be played outside in mud so far. 7-0 Washington. 6.5 to play here in the first half. Buchanan and Martin to the left side in one-on-one coverage. Shotgun this time on 2nd down and 7. Read option, inside handoff, and Lane tripped up. Travis Metzger tripped him up right at the point of attack. Going to be a loss of about a yard. Metzger tripped him up. Ben Massif's going to get credit for the stop. And another 3rd and long coming up for Flitz and Iowa City West. Martin, 1 catch so far. Twins left, twins right. Spread formation. Warriors bringing Vance on the blitz. Picked up, Flitz on the quarterback. Drawn. Vance wraps him up. Was not fooled in the future Iowa State Cyclone, brought him down for a big loss back at the 33.
We've been watching Orion Vance do this for 3 years now. He will be a 3-time All-Stater without a doubt.
Loss of 7, and West will punt. 2nd 3 and out. Hermiston to punt it away. Line of scrimmage will be the 33. And Connor Malcolm's going to go back as a short man for Washington. With Drew Dostal dropping back at about the 25-yard line. And now we've got a penalty flag coming from the near sideline judge. And Wash has got 12 guys in the field. And it will be a 5-yard penalty against the Warriors.
They do. They still have 12 on the field. Nobody's coming off.
A lot of counting going on over there.
They still have to. Now somebody's coming off.
Now Burke will come off. I think when they put Connor Malcolm back there, it kind of threw everything off.
Somebody didn't get the memo. They're changing up their punt return this time.
Hermiston to punt it away. It's still 4th and 9. Long count. Gets it. Snap. Gets it away. And he was roughed. Short kick, but it will take a west bounce. But Warriors went for the block, came up empty. Ball goes out of bounds at about the 25, and this is going to be probably a personal foul, and
yes,
it is. Roughing the kicker against Washington.
So new life, the offense for the Trojans comes back out onto the field, and this ball is going to be in Iowa City or in Washington territory.
Going to be a 15-yard penalty. Warriors went for the all-out block, and they didn't get it.
Yeah, not only one guy got his leg well, but I think two people got it for Washington.
And definitely solid contact, and it's going to move the ball to the Warrior 47-yard line. 4:46 to play. Plenty of time for West here in the first half. Ball inside the right hash mark. West and Martin to the right side. One receiver the opposite side for the Trojans. Offset eye to the left. Down to two on the play clock. Down to one. And they didn't get it off.
Nope.
And this is just, it's been a sloppy football game for a semifinal, to be perfectly honestly blunt.
Well, and Garrett Hartwig on the sideline right beside that line judge, insistent. Now, did they get the timeout? He was chirping in the ear of that official over there, and he's still out there beyond the numbers, almost to the hash mark, Scott.
I think he wanted a reset of the 25-second play clock. Didn't get it, but he did get the timeout. So it is not a 5-yard mark off. It is a timeout, though, for Iowa City West with 4:46 to play here in the second quarter, and Washington up 7-0. And now West will keep it at 1st and 10.
Explanations on that still being handed out by the official over in the Iowa City West offensive huddle.
Yeah, Garrett Hartwig has not gotten into the huddle as of yet.
Well, this is a huge break for Iowa City West and something that their offense sorely needed. Now, can they convert on that miscue by Washington? If they can, that would be a costly, costly mistake for the Warriors.
Listen to high school football tonight live from the Unidome on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa here in Cedar Falls. Scott Unash and John Hagerty with you on the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Number 4, Washington leading. Number 9, Iowa City West. 7-0. Warriors scoring on a short field after a scooped-up fumble from Drew Dostal caused by Rain Weiland. Ian Thomas with a 1-yard plunge. And that's been the scoring. It's been 7-0 Washington. West will send Oliver Martin to the left side. They'll go slot to the left. And Buchanan up top to the right side. Devontae Lane, the lone setback. On first down and 10. Flitz rolls the pocket to the near side. Throws on the run. And a diving catch made by Martin. Coming back for it against Braden Wright at about the Warrior 39-yard line. Going to be a pickup of 9.
He's got all the fundamental skills that great receivers have. Ran a good route, then came back to the ball, which was underthrown, still found a way to make the reception and get a foot inbounds at the same time.
And that's why college coaches are salivating over this young man. Second down and 1. Tie-dye formation with McDowell getting it on the trap. And he's got a first down and moves that pile inside the 35. He's a bulldozer in there.
My goodness, how many Warriors did he take for about an extra 3 yards there on his back?
And Iowa City West first down, their 4th of the ball game. West with still 2 timeouts left. Warriors with only 1 right now. On first down from the 34-yard line of Washington. Slot to the left side. In fact, double slots here for West High. Flitz calling signals. Gets the snap. He's back. Pump fake. He's going to go deep. He has Martin. Martin with the catch. Touchdown, Washington. Touchdown, West High. What a throw by Flitz and a great, great route run by Oliver Martin.
Pump fake, first of all, to make it look like it was going to be an out pattern, and then just delivered the strike beautifully in stride to Martin. That play was a thing of beauty. and he's been doing it all year long.
Braden Wright, sophomore, he's done a great job up until this point, but he bit on the stop and go there. And how big is the roughing the punter call right now? Extra point try coming up for West to try to tie it. On its way, it's up, and it is good. And we are tied with 3:51 to play here in the opening half. It's Iowa City West 7, Cedar Rapids Washington 7. We'll take a 30-second break, come back for the kickoff right after this as you're listening to High School Football on KGYM Sports.
What's hot and ready classic pizza at Little Caesars? It's hot, it's ready, and you don't even have to order it. Oh, yeah. A large 14-inch pepperoni or cheese pizza hot out of the oven and ready when you are. No need to call ahead, no wait, no limit. Of course, if you want a whole bunch of them at once, a quick call first would be nice. Hot and ready classic, now available at every corridor location all day. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, now hiring at all corridor locations.
Back with you at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, Iowa City West, on the 34-yard touchdown pass to Oliver Martin. His 13th touchdown grab of the year. And West High has tied it up after the extra point at 7-7. Carwall with the extra point. And been a game of mistakes, and each team taking advantage of mistakes. Not a lot of scoring, though, but we're at 7-7.
It's easy to take for granted how difficult it is for a quarterback and a receiver to hook up on the beautiful pass that those two just did. It takes timing. It takes athleticism. It takes practice. Above more than anything else, it takes practice.
Flitz is 7 of 8 tonight.
Would you say he was in the pregame almost 70% on the season?
That's right.
That's just ridiculous for a high school quarterback.
It's ridiculous for any quarterback.
I think Bryce Schulte was pretty close to 70% going into the game last night for Xavier as well. That bespeaks what great quarterbacks we have.
It'll be West to kick it away. Carwall from right to left. Another squib kick. Take a bounce at the 20-yard line. Straight up in the air and picked up on a hop. Here comes Braden Wright. Spin move at the 20. Coming to the right side. Trying to get to the corner. Can't do it. Stacked up. Still pushing that pile ahead. A late whistle and they'll mark him down at about the 23-yard line. As Wright gets up and making the tackle there for the special teams for Iowa City West was Max Brown. Good luck getting him off the field too, the starting middle linebacker. Only a 3-yard return. And it'll be first down for Washington. Not great field position at the 23-yard line. Ian Thomas back in there. And now Washington again with a late substitution going in there. Down to 8 on the play clock. Trip receivers to the left side for the Warriors. They'll run the read option. Hand off to Thomas. Stiff arming. Strung out. Stacked up. And no gain. Maybe one. To about the 24-yard line. Peterson was in there for West High. And also coming in there for the Trojans to help make the stop in there. I can find that number. Number 2, Jeremy Brown. They're going to say no gain. Second down and 10. They'll empty the backfield. Thomas starts in motion. Fake the jet sweep. Dostal on the carry. He was in there on the Wildcat. Dostal takes it to about the 29-yard line for a pickup of 6.
Isn't it interesting how throughout this year, as Paul James has needed a little spark, he'll bring Dostal in there to that Wildcat position and just let him do his thing.
Third and 4, and Dostal's going to remain in there at the quarterback. Smith Allen in there. Also in there for the Warriors as a wideout is Reese Barton. Third down and a long 3 from just outside the 30-yard line. And penalty flags fly, and I think somebody moved up front for Washington. Going to be a false start against the Warriors. Penalty number 4 for 30 yards.
Right, now a makeable third down situation is going to get a little hairier.
7-7 game here between West High and Wash. With 2:26 and the clock running here. Third down and now 8.
You know, these cameras that they have in the Unidome that are showing up on the big screen are so good anymore, Scott. I almost think the coaches would better get something to put in front of their lips, because if there's lip readers out here, they're going to know what these plays are.
Play clock down to 3. Play clock down to 2. Down to 1. They didn't get it off. And another penalty. My goodness.
I'm not sure what the issue was. There was everybody was on the field waiting for the play, the snap, and yet going back 5 again.
Cade Saylor in there is wide out now for the Warriors.
They're really showing Paul James up in the press box, calling his plays now. He's getting them down in a timely fashion. It's something else.
Third down, 14, off the fake. Here's Dostal looking to throw, stops, throws into traffic, tipped and almost picked by Devontae Lane. Tipped there by Max Brown. Tried to force it in there to Smith Allen.
Ill-advised pass. Drew Dostal got very fortunate there that that was not tipped. It was very close to right into the hands of one of the backs for Iowa City West.
So Dostal will stay in to punt it away. Line of scrimmage, the 20-yard line. Oliver Martin drops back, and West is going to get excellent field position. The short punt formation, a good kick. Martin retreats, makes the grab at the 35. Comes to the left side, tries to get around the corner, and retreats a little bit. Back to the 35, across the 40, and up to about the 42, maybe the 43-yard line. Rain Weiland in there, special teams, along with Nolan Potter.
Well, now if you're Iowa City West, you've got a pretty decent amount of real estate in front of you, and only a minute 41. So you're not going to be able to dilly-dally around and just hand that off to your fullback.
45-yard punt, a good one. Still 2 timeouts remaining for the Trojans. Winner gets Dowling. And that will be next Friday night at the Unidome at 7 o'clock. Lane alone set back. Off the fake. Flitz on the keep. A little bit of a hole left side. Got hit hard as he crosses the 45-yard line to about the 46 by Orion Vance. Semrau on the stop for the Warriors. And it'll be a gain of about 3. A hurry-up coming up here for West High. They'll go right back to the line of scrimmage. Minute 22 to play first half. Second down. Shotgun. Quick out. Caught Martin at the 50-yard line and out of bounds. Close to a first down. Well, they're going to say he stepped out at about the 48. Garrett Hartwig wants the 46, but the official said, nope, 48-yard line. So it's going to be short by a yard on this fourth catch of the night for Oliver Martin. West 1 for 2. That's it on third down tries. Third and 1, though, here. Clock stopped, 1:16 to play. Tight end right side. Tight eye for West. Hard count. They give it to the fullback up the middle. And should be enough for a first down. About a yard for McDowell. Second time they've ran that trap on a third and short.
But it picked up the first down, and that will stop the clock momentarily. But Iowa City West's got to hurry up because they're already cranking the clock.
Minute 5, clock rolling. Three-man front for the Warriors. Double slot. For West High, flits back to throw. Throws, caught Martin on the out. And out of bounds. No, they're going to say he was inbounds at the 41.
Line judge, I don't know how they call that.
That was a bad call.
How do they call that, him not getting out of bounds? I don't understand that call at all. And Garrett Hartwig is livid down there on the sideline.
Clock running under 40 seconds. Shotgun snap, handoff. Up the middle, cutting to the left side, Devontae Lane, and he gets out of bounds with the first down. And they're going to say he's out of bounds at the 35, so they kept it on the ground, gain of 6, and that's a Trojan first down. But down to 31 seconds. Now, keep in mind, Carwall, pretty good kicker. 7 of 9, long has been 36. So they need about 15 more yards.
Well, it's nice to have that in your back pocket, but the Trojans want 7 here.
Went to Oliver Martin last time. Let's see what Iowa City West does here. First and 10 at the Wash, 35. Buchanan up top to the right side. Martin to the left. Blitz coming. Flitz dropping back under pressure. Steps out in the pocket. Gets away. Coming to the left to the 30-yard line and out of bounds. And Dostal pushes him out at about the 27. Good pocket awareness there by the junior, Evan Flitz.
Boy, he slipped out of some sure tackle situations there. And had the presence of mind to get out there and get out of bounds as well.
Got away from Ben Nassif. And stops the clock. Still two timeouts left for the Trojans. 7-7 game, 23 seconds remaining here in the first half. Spread look, two left, two right, one setback on second down. Flitz in the shotgun, he's back, quarterback draw. He's got room to the 25, cuts it middle of the field, 20, down to the 15 and tripped up by Ty Johnson at about the 13, and now we are going to get West with their second timeout.
Clock stops while the chains move, and we're going to have the timeout.
14-yard run. Love that call there by Garrett Hartwig.
Did catch the interior of the defense for Washington kind of sleeping there. Ran right past the majority of them.
What do you do against a blitzing team, John?
Well, when you've got a mobile quarterback like that, draws always a nice, especially a quarterback draws, a nice card to have in your hand.
16 seconds to play.
And Iowa City West with one timeout. Actually, Wash as well. Both have one.
You got to look for Oliver Martin down here in the red zone. Dylan Doyle, too. West likes to go to Doyle down here. Coming up at halftime, if he will allow us, I think we'll do what we did last night. Jeff, back in the studio if you want to get some scores from earlier on today. And we'll get a look at the stats and then throw it to you. And you can go over the state volleyball championships. Congratulations to all the state winning teams and the semifinal football from earlier on today. We'll do that coming up at halftime. First and 10 at the 13-yard line. Slot left side, three receivers for the Trojans, and movement. And that's going to cost West five. And I think they were looking for Dylan Doyle.
I
he
do
shot
too.
Out of there like a cannon.
Yep, that's exactly why he did it too, is he had to be the intended receiver.
Now, he wasn't the only one that left early there for West High.
He was heading straight for that end zone, though.
Yeah, he was running the post. First down and 15 now. They can get a first down. West can at the 3-yard line. Same formation. Twins left, one to the right. Doyle in the slot left. Down to 7 on the play clock. Shotgun snap. Flits to throw. Throws a deep slant and got it in there beautifully to Buchanan at about the sticks at the 3-yard line. What a throw and catch.
And it was. He went down right at the first down marker. And that's why the line judge on the far side immediately waved off the clock and stopped it. Chains will not move down there because it'll be first and goal at the 3 for Iowa City West.
What a throw and an even better catch.
Yep, yeah, he threaded the needle on that.
Just
nothing wrong with that coverage there by Ty Johnson.
But tell you what, Travis Buchanan with a great catch. Now West without a timeout.
You got 10 seconds on the clock. You have no timeouts and 3 yards.
As West High will have it just inside the right hash mark of Washington. West 9-2, Wash 10-1.
As elusive as Devontae Lane has been, I got to think you're just going to give it to Lane and let him do his thing.
No timeouts, though. Maybe the fade to Martin here. We shall see. First and goal. No timeouts remaining for Iowa City West. They're going to put Martin out here to the left. Buchanan to the right. Double slots. 10 seconds remaining. Warriors show blitz. Flitz off the fake. Under pressure. He'll dump it off. Caught lane at the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. You got it. Half of it right.
A nice play action there. Really made the Warrior defense bite hard. and just a great, great job of deception by Flitz as he flicked the ball out to Devontae Lane, and he just ambled in for the second touchdown on the night for the Trojans.
And he knew that Lane was going to be right there. As West takes their first lead at 13-7 here. Carwall to try the extra point. Good snap, plays down, kick on its way, and it's up and good. And West is going to get the ball first to start half number two. What a drive right there. That was a thing of beauty for Garrett Hartwig.
Oh, it was clutch is what it was. And the offense executed exactly the way that you would want them to do at this point in the season with a trip to the finals on the line.
As West takes their first lead, probably time for a squib kick. And that will be about it here for the first half of play. You're Washington, and we'll talk more about this at halftime, but you're not happy with the way you played that first half.
Well, you know what? You had a pretty good first quarter, but that was courtesy of the two fumbles by Iowa City West. But you're right, the second quarter is a totally different story.
And we will have the kickoff here. Get you the stats. We'll take a look at the scores here at the Uni Dome.
Five offensive possessions in the first half for Iowa City West. And in every case, they got inside Washington territory. The last two, both yielding touchdowns for the 14-7 lead.
Here's the approach, and they will keep it on the ground. A squib kick, and immediately following down is Ben Nassif at about the 26-yard line. And maybe time for one Hail Mary here. But you're only on your 24.
Not sure I would advise that, even though you've got somebody like Drew Dostal that you could do the Hail Mary to, because there's just too many good athletes in the secondary for Iowa City West. That gets picked, and then you get set up a blocking wall. That could be devastating.
I would tend to agree with that. Well, we'll see what the Warriors do here. West High with a 14-point quarter here. They've taken the lead 14-7. Warriors will run it out of the I formation. Cundy gets him set. Handed off to Thomas. Coming off tackle right. Pulled down after a gain of about a yard, and that will do it. For the first half of play, and a great finish for West High. As we are at halftime, it's Iowa City West 14, Cedar Rapids, Washington 7. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back and talk halftime with you from Cedar Falls, and we'll do it after this as you're listening to coverage of the 4A state semifinals presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYN.
Get Black Friday savings on appliances right now at the Home Depot. Save up to 40% on appliance special buys from brands like LG and Samsung. Buy two or more qualifying major appliances and save up to an additional $450. These are the lowest prices of the year. Get Black Friday savings now with up to 40% off appliances only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 30th. See store for details.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time for holiday entertaining. So roast the turkey with a Food Network roaster for $39.99. Make the cookies in a KitchenAid artisan stand mixer, $349.99, plus get a $50 mail-in rebate. And set the table with Fiestaware. A five-piece place setting is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Offer valid 11/9 through 11/17. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Stage.com brings what's happening within reach, like the latest styles by Calvin Klein, Jessica Simpson, Adidas, Skechers, Carter's, and more at prices that will wow your wallet. And amazing beauty finds from Estee Lauder and Clinique. Plus, our mobile app and incredible sales give you even more ways to save. There's always something new at Stage.com. Value at your fingertips. Style delivered right to your door.
Style inspired by you.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Back at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Halftime of the second 4A semifinal. And the score at the break, Iowa City West 14 and the Washington Warriors 7. Scott Udash, John Hegarty with you. Not the prettiest first half. We've had a couple of turnovers. Tell you what, if West did not have those two turnovers early, this thing could be an even bigger lead for the Trojans.
Both teams, a couple of blunders, and there's no doubt about that. Second half still completely up for grabs, however, Scott.
It really is. We'll take a look at the stats. We'll take a look at the games from earlier on today. And do that as well as the state volleyball tournament scores. We'll do that coming up here at the halftime break. Looked good early for Washington, taking that 7-0 lead. The defense is what set it up for the Warriors. But the ground game went away for Washington there in the second quarter of play.
Which is what you knew Iowa City West defense was going to hone in on if they could force Washington to throw. That's not something they consistently drive 80 yards every time they have a possession and do. But let's go back to something we haven't talked about yet, Scott. Now that we've got a chance to kind of get away from the play-by-play action and do a little analysis, how about the composure of the Iowa City West team to go out on their first two possessions, fumble the ball away? In both instances, they're down around the red zone. One of them comes back and yields the touchdown for Washington, and they don't flinch. All they do is get themselves right back into the game. They flushed those two turnovers and then scored the last two possessions of the first half. That's the mark of multi-sport athletes that have been in the fire and don't wilt under the heat.
Absolutely. Quite a few of these guys have been in state championship competition for West High. The touchdown for Washington came after the fumble. A strip by Rain Weiland, a scoop by Drew Dostal. Ran it back some 70 yards down to about the Trojan 9-yard line. Warriors scored three plays later on an Ian Thomas 1-yard run, and that made it 7-0. And then West owned the second quarter, two consecutive touchdown drives. Evan Flitz to Oliver Martin on a beautiful stop-and-go route from 34 yards out. And that made it 7-7. And then the two-minute drive there at the end, scoring with 5 seconds left on a Flitz to Lane 3-yard dump pass. And that made it 14-7. Total yards in the first half, 182 for Iowa City West, only 66 for Cedar Rapids Washington so far. For West, Evan Flitz, 11 of 12 for 126 yards and two touchdowns so far. He's been outstanding. Oliver Martin, 5 grabs, 90 yards, 1 touchdown. Lane with 2 catches, 6 yards, and a touchdown. West with 2 catches and 8 yards. Buchanan has caught one, and Dylan Doyle has caught one. How big was that slant pass that set up the touchdown to Buchanan? That thing was huge. West on the ground, Devontae Lane, 8 carries, 30 yards. Flitz has carried it 4 times for 18 yards. McDowell has carried it 3 times. For 8 yards. 9 first downs for West High, 1 penalty for 5 yards, 1 sack, and 2 turnovers. One of those led to Washington points. For the Warriors, 66 total yards, and that is it in the first half. 59 on the ground, only 7 through the air. Brian Cundy so far, 2 out of 4 for 7 yards. Drew Dostal is 0 for 2. The one catch, that was by Bjornson, for a total of 7 yards. On the ground, Ian Thomas so far tonight has carried it 16 times for 51 yards. Drew Dostal, 2 carries for 17. Vance has carried it 1 time for 3. Warriors with only 3 first downs and 5 penalties tonight for 35. The big one was the roughing the punter that kept the drive alive for West to score their first touchdown.
Second quarter with 4 minutes and 46 seconds left. That was the play of the first half in terms of making sure that Iowa City West got themselves back in this ball game and got the lead.
Third down conversions. Washington only 1 of 6. Iowa City West 2 of 3. Warriors are 1 for 1 on a fourth down conversion so far. And time of possession in this one is Washington holding it for 13 minutes and 6 seconds to 10:54. That for Iowa City West. So that was going to be one of the keys going in, but really, I think West would take only a minus three right there.
Agreed. When it comes to Washington's offense, Scott, and anybody's offense, not just the Warriors, if you can't establish a rushing attack, now you're forced to go to play action. Play action or the deep passing on a five-step drop back or something in the pocket. Wash loves the play action, and that involves bootlegs off of the fake to Ian Thomas. But the defense for Iowa City West is bringing outside pressure on those obvious third down play action passes, and they're just chewing up Cundy. They're not letting Cundy at all have any time to look downfield after his fakes on play action and find his intended receivers. And right now, Paul James has got to either find a way to stop those outside blitzes from being able to stop this play action passing, or he's got to go to something else. Halftime adjustments are going to be huge for the Warriors.
We are at halftime, and it's 14-7 Iowa City West on top. We're going to take a break, come back to the Unidome for the second half, some other scores as well, as we are coming your way here on this Friday night for a Class 4A state semifinal. 14-7 in favor of Iowa City West at the break. Back after this here on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
The Mount Vernon Mustangs will look for a return trip to the 2A state title game this Saturday night at KGYM. This is Scott Udash. Join John Hegarty and me this Saturday night at 6:30 as number 3 Mount Vernon takes on number 4 Union in a 2A semifinal. The Mustangs and Knights both feature high-powered offenses that can throw lots of points on the board, so it should be a fun one from the Dome. That's Class 2A semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union, number 3 Mount Vernon and number 4 Union, Saturday night at 6:30 on KGYM Sports.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Veterans Day, President Obama led a national salute to those who have worn the uniform. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
On a crisp autumn morning, the president placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, then told an Arlington Cemetery audience, America has a debt to veterans it can never repay.
We owe you our thanks. We owe you our respect. And we owe you our freedom.
In his last such appearance as president, Obama also said vets can help the nation forge unity after a divisive election. He says Americans seeking ways to come together can find no better example than those who've served in a strong and diverse military. Mark Smith at the White House.
Just a few days after he was elected president, Donald Trump is making a change at the top of his transition team. Chris Christie is moving down. Running mate Mike Pence is now in charge. Trump has been in meetings at Trump Tower in New York. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani doesn't know what role he will play in the Trump administration.
I have no expectation. All I do is give my advice. Donald's been my friend for 28 years. All of my work on behalf of him has been out of great loyalty and friendship to him.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says people voted for Donald Trump because they want to change.
What you come up with in looking at this election was, are you satisfied with where we are? Or do you want to go in a different direction? Fundamentally, I think these people were not satisfied with the status quo.
There was a moment of silence today at the Stade de France in Paris before a World Cup qualifying match to mark 1 year since the deadly attacks in Paris. A Union Pacific train derailed in the town of Ellendale, Minnesota, spilling a hazardous chemical. There have been evacuations, no reports of injuries. Wall Street, the record close has been extended for the Dow. At the close, the Dow finished up 39 points. This is AP Radio News.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
After a terrific quarterfinal win, Iowa City Regina looks to take the next step to their seventh state title this Saturday morning on KGYM. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle this Saturday morning at 9:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for the 1A semifinal between number one Iowa City Regina and number four Denver. The Regals are back to the Dome once again and will take on an unbeaten Cyclone team with lots of firepower. That's Class 1A semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City Regina and number four Denver. Saturday morning at 9:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Algona Garrigan, a 26-20 winner over Council Bluffs St. Albert, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck, a 28-14 winner over St. Ansgar. And then in the earlier 4A semifinal, John Dowling did Dowling things and beat Ankeny Centennial 41-17 and looked really good doing it.
Yeah, they're a juggernaut, and whichever team is fortunate enough to get the win here tonight is going to have their hands full next week.
Let's give you some scores here from the state volleyball tournament here in Cedar Rapids as well, as that took place earlier on today. They had entrances, dry ice, things like that, championship T-shirts. They went all out this year at the U.S. Cellular Center.
Girls Union doesn't mess around.
No, they don't. They did a great job with that. Taking a look at the scores, Class 5A, it was Ankeny Centennial winning their third straight as Jaguars beat Cedar Falls 3-0. And that was the 5A championship. Also today in Class 4A, congratulations to Dubuque Wallert, 3-0 as they topped the Little Dutch of Pelham.
From no strangers to the state championship volleyball, are they?
No, they're going to be good in basketball, too. Class 3A, Dyke New Hartford, 3-1 over Union. So they win a state championship. It was old home day today because Western Christian won their 16th or 17th. I know Wallert won their 18th earlier on. Western Christian, 3-0 over Waterloo Columbus. And in the 1A, still going on, Janesville and Hudson in a beauty going on right now. So that's the state volleyball tournament from earlier on today. West High is going to get the ball first here in the second half. Two-score lead against the Warriors look pretty big right now.
You know, if they could go down the field and put another seven on the board, this is really going to put the onus on Washington's offense to, as of right now, has not been able to consistently move the ball. In fact, had they not been given the ball on the Iowa City West 9-yard line, they wouldn't have a score on the board at all.
Listening to high school football state semifinals on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Regina tomorrow morning at 9:30 with Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming your way as Regina will take on the Denver Cyclones. And then tomorrow night, John and I back here at the Dome for Mount Vernon and Union at 6:30, a 2A state semifinal. And it'll be West to get the ball first, we anticipate. 182 total yards in the first half for Iowa City West, to 66 for Cedar Rapids, Washington. And Warriors, they got to get two-dimensional. Right now, they're one-dimensional in the running, and the running's not even going very well.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure. There are so many adjustments, both offensively and defensively, that Wash needed to talk about at halftime. That second quarter just did not go well for them. And the only reason the first quarter went well is because they were the recipient of two fumbles by Iowa City West. They can't count on that happening in the second half.
One of the big plays in that first half, the roughing the punter penalty, which really got West's offense up and running. And then Oliver Martin got going for the Trojans. It'll be Andrew Hammer to kick it away for Washington. And dropping back for West High will be Austin West in the middle, Devontae Lane on the right side, and Oliver Martin on the left side. Pick your poison right there. Hammer has it teed up at the 40-yard line. Great to have you with us here on KGYM. Hammer to kick it away. As soon as he TV folks tell us that we can play football. And now they do. Set to go with the second half from the Unidome here in Cedar Falls. Hammer with the ball placed at the 40-yard line. Here's the approach and the kick. And
oh,
another line driver, and one of the Warriors, that's Hammer, fell down. It's picked up by Oliver Martin. Straight ahead, 25 to the 30-yard line. And Hammer just slipped.
He fell flat on his side as soon as his foot hit the ball.
And Martin returns it. They're going to say his knee touched at the 29-yard line. First and 10, Evan Flitz and company. Devontae Lane, the tailback. Brayton McDowell, the fullback. Dylan Doyle, the tight end with Oliver Martin. And Travis Buchanan, the wideouts for Garrett Hartwig and Iowa City West. They'll go with the tight eye look here in first down. Doyle split to the right side along with Oliver Martin. On first down, straight ahead handoff, right up the middle, busting through for about four was Lane before he was pushed back by Travis Metzger, along with Ben Nassif and Parks McBride. Going to give him about three. They'll place it on the 32-yard line. It'll be second down and seven. Just establish the middle right there for West High. Washington defensively, Weiland, Faulkner, McBride up front, Vance, Semerow, Nassif, Malcolm and Metzger, the five linebackers, Johnson, Wright, and Dostal, the defensive secondary. Second down and seven, pistol look this time. Read option, inside handoff to Lane, gets to the 35, backs his way there. Ankle tackled by Rain Weiland. Ben Nassif also coming in there.
Mo Blue, the defensive coordinator for Wash, walking up some of his outside hybrid linebackers, in essence creating a five-man defensive front.
One of the changes. Nathaniel Burke in there right now for Washington in place of Connor Malcolm. No, Malcolm is in there. They're going to go with a different look here against a possible pass. Third down and four. Double slot formation for Iowa City West. Shotgun snap to Flitz. Throws in the right side. Caught by Martin. Turns it up at the 40. He's got a first down. Just a little curl. They flooded out. Ran everybody downfield, John, and Martin was right, wide open.
I think that might have been Doyle.
Was it Doyle?
I think it was.
It was Doyle. Number nine. You're right. Not eight. 12 of 13 now for Flitz. And West with their 10th first down of the night. First and 10 at the 41-yard line. Hand off to the fullback, McDowell, straight ahead. And got about one. Billy Faulkner. Faulkner's had a good year at nose for Washington.
And, you know, it just goes unnoticed, too, because you eat so much garbage down inside there that you very seldom get the accolades all by yourself.
A couple minutes into the second half. Warriors and the Trojans. Iowa City West up 14-7 with a second down and nine. Buchanan up top to the left side. Oliver Martin to the right side. Five-man front. Off the fake. Back to throw. Flitz. Hit as he throws. Throws deep for Buchanan. Beautiful catch at the 20-yard line. Stops at the 10. Tries to get away. Spinning at the 5. Trying to get away from Wright. And down finally inside the 5 at the Warrior 3-yard line.
Travis Buchanan doing his Oliver Martin impersonation.
Tell you what. And Evan Flitz stood in there because he got drilled.
He did. Rain Weiland came in and knocked him flat on his back, but not before delivering another beautiful sideline strike where he hit Travis in stride.
52-yard pickup. First and goal West at the Wash 2-yard line. Lane behind McDowell, lined up in the tight eye. Doyle tight end right side for West High. Long count. Turn, handoff, Lane. Starts middle, goes right, walks in. Touchdown, West High. Devontae Lane with his second touchdown of the night. One running, one throwing, and it's 20-7 Iowa City West.
Well, if you're looking at my sheet, that's three possessions in a row where Iowa City West has scored touchdowns. And if you're Washington, you got to find a way to plug the dike, and I mean fast.
Or this one's going to get away. Extra point by Carwall. Good snap, placed down, and the kick is up, and it is good. Three consecutive touchdowns for Iowa City West. Trojans with a two-touchdown lead. It's Iowa City West 21 and Washington 7. We'll come back with a kickoff after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to coverage of the 2016 State Football Playoffs here on KGYN.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
21-7 lead for Iowa City West. Well, if you're Paul James and the Warriors, right now is where you got to put something on the board here.
It's go time. You have got to find a way to get a drive together and go down and answer this score. Down 21-7, you cannot give the ball back over to Iowa City West and let them go down and put another one on the board, or you're going to find yourself checking your gear in.
For Washington, Braden Wright will drop along with Drew Dostal. At about the, well, Dostal short at about the 14-yard line. And now Wright will come up. First meeting of the year between these two teams. They were in different districts this year in the eastern half of the state. Winner gets Dowling next Friday night. Right here at the Dome. We'll have the game for you on KGYM. It's going to be Malik Vance. No, check that. I beg your pardon. It will be Lucas Carwall to kick it away from the 40-yard line. Has not kicked it deep, has been angling the pooch kicks here. We'll see if he tries it again. Here's the approach and the kick, and this one is going to go deeper. And he'll send right back to the 4-yard line, up the hash mark, to the 10, 15, to the 20, sidesteps one, gets to the 25. Ellie fumbled the football, it's loose, and West has got it at the 25-yard line. Stripped, and West comes up with it.
Nathan Dill comes in and wraps him up, and on his way down to the ground, as he's ripping and tugging at it, he just takes the ball away.
Just took it away.
Turnabout is fair play.
Dill, 6'2", 175-pound junior, makes a big play for the Iowa City West special teams. And West with it again at the Wash 25-yard line. Still 9:33 remaining in the third quarter. Iowa City West up 21-7. Shotgun snap, flits on the handoff. Lane coming right with blockers in front. Gets to about the 22-yard line. And I'm going to say his knee touched at about the 23. Orion Vance on the stop after the pickup of two. And this is now officially danger time for Washington. Buchanan out to the left side. Oliver Martin to the right. Doyle in the slot to the right side for West High. They'll put Strunk in the slot to the left. Running the read option. Handoff lane. Big hole right side to the 20. A little shake and bake move. And down to the 15. Tripped up by Connor Malcolm. Going to depend on the spot to see if he got the first down. I think he's going to be about a yard short.
Good job of breaking that to the outside by Devontae Lane. And then when the one-on-one tackle was imminent, lowering his shoulder and putting the lift drill and the combo stiff arm on the tackler. He learned that from Coach Bergman in basketball, didn't he?
Bergy teaches a lot. I'm not sure about that one. One setback. Flitz on the fake. Keeps coming right side. Broke a tackle inside the 10. He's got a first and goal for West. Nope, check that. That was not Flitz. They went with the Wildcat that time. That was Cole Mabry who took it himself. Hard running there by Mabry. And he'll take it for about 11 and a first and goal coming up for West High.
Flitz checks back in from the sideline to the huddle.
20 in for 10. 21-7 West. 8 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Tight eye for the Trojans. Tail the tandem, Devontae Lane. He'll get it coming right. Trying to get to the corner. Now turns it up. Breaks one tackle and gets down to about the five-yard line. Drew Dostal coming up to wrap up the ball carrier after a pickup of two. Washington has not ran a play here in the third quarter offensively. 21-7 in favor of West. And looking for more. Second and goal inside the five-yard line. Doyle tight end right. Again out of the eye. Martin lines up right side. Flitz under center. Turns. Gives it to McDowell. The fullback straight ahead. Slashes down to about the two-yard line. And it'll be third down. Okay, Brayton McDowell's got five carries tonight.
Right now, Iowa City West not really needing to do anything fancy. Everything just straight ahead, and they're getting good, positive, serviceable yardage with each run.
Third down and goal at the two. 6:40 to play, third quarter. West looking to take a three-score lead. Lane, tail the tandem. Flitz back to throw. Going to throw the left side, and it is broken up incomplete. Tried the slant to Buchanan. And broken up over there by, I believe,
Cade Saylor.
Yep, Cade Saylor. Now, fourth and goal at the two.
Boy, Wash's defense needs to step up in the biggest way right now.
West going to keep the offense out there. Maybe looking for the knockout punch here.
This game is hanging in the balance for Wash, and their defense is going to take a timeout.
Yep, Frank Sherman running down the sideline is going to get a timeout. We'll keep it here with 6:30 remaining. And I think the Warrior coaching staff, Mo Blue right there, Frank Sherman.
Good timeout.
Yep. They want to make sure that they're all on the same page for this play. And if you're West, I think you look for number 8 or number 9 right here.
Well, you've got 2 yards to go. The ball's on the right hash mark. It's not a given that you're going to hand that off to Devontae Lane, and he's going to stroll into the end zone. And yet, if you split out your go-to receivers and run some kind of a quick slant pattern, Wash is talking about that in the huddle right now, I guarantee you, with their cornerbacks. That's why you want all of that distance out there, especially whoever the left receiver, and I'm guessing that's going to have to be Martin. He's got a lot of room to run that slant pattern into the end zone there.
From the two-yard line, maybe the biggest play of the evening so far. 21-7 Iowa City West on top over Washington. Warriors have broken the defensive huddle. They're back out there after talking to Mo Blue. And now West will come out. Lane out there for West High. The setup as a tailback. Flitz still in there at the quarterback spot right here.
Looks like Martin's going right to the short side of the field.
Martin right, Buchanan to the left. Tight eye behind Evan Flitz. Crowd rises here below us. And on the far side, on fourth down and goal, Flitz long count. He'll turn, hand it off to Devontae Lane, sweeping the right side, and he gets in for the West High touchdown.
Just sealed the outside on the right offensive line, and it was no problem for Devontae Lane, who saw a lot of purple in that end zone and just ran into the corner unmolested.
And West High threatening to break this one open at 27-7.
Last three touchdowns in a row, all courtesy of Devontae Lane. Another short run to go along with the three-yard pass.
Karwolf at the extra point. Good snap, plays down, and the kick on its way, and it's good. So the Trojans take advantage of the Warrior turnover. And the lead is now 21, Iowa City West 28, Cedar Rapids, Washington 7. We'll come back with a kickoff after this 30-second break. You're listening to coverage of the 2016 State Football Playoffs presented by First Federal Credit Union right here on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right?
Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word. A daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you at the Uni Dome, some men's basketball scores. Yeah, we're at crossover stage here. Iowa State, a 113-71 winner over Savannah State. You heard that one on 1600 AM. Iowa, early, 20-7 over Kennesaw State.
Coming out hot.
Coming out hot indeed. As
you don't want to invoke the ire of your head coach, Fran McCaffrey, too quickly in the season. It's best not to poke the bear with a stick.
No. That is true. And the Iowa women, with a game against Oral Roberts earlier on tonight. See if we can find a score on that one in a little bit here. West with a 28-7 lead over Washington. 6:26 time remaining here in quarter number three. Still time for the Warriors, but they got to get things rolling. And it's going to be an onside kick, and it's going to be recovered by the kicker, Karwa. Are you kidding me?
Unbelievable.
You talk about a gutsy call. He just did a little squib onside kick, ran with it. The Patriots love to pull this, John. And waited for it to go 10 yards soon as it did.
Caught Wash sleeping.
Yes, he did. And West will get it right back.
Warrior up backs just stood there and looked at it, almost in disbelief, as if they were stunned it was happening and couldn't move.
28-7, Iowa City West on top. And looking for more. Washington still has not ran an offensive play in the third quarter. Handoff, Devontae Lane. Stunner move coming right. And gets about three. Maybe make it two. Faulkner on the stop. Parks McBride also there. And it'll be second down at about eight. Some dobbers down, I think, for the Warriors.
Absolutely down right now.
You've got to keep your heads up, though.
You do. You've still got 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. There's plenty of game here.
Second down and eight from the Wash 47-yard line. Buchanan out to the left side. Oliver Martin coming right. Doyle lines up tight end right. Down to five in the play clock. West's going to have to hurry to get this one snapped. Under center, turn off the fake. Flits back to throw. Going to throw the deep out. Caught. Leaping catch. Buchanan, stiff arm, gets loose. To the 30. Trying to cut back and twisted down by Orion Vance at about the 24-yard line. 23 yards, and what a throw. That was a good arm by Flitz.
Yep, he's got a strong arm, and why not have the confidence to chuck that out there when you know you've got these kind of receivers?
First down, West High at the Warrior 24-yard line. Going left is Buchanan. Martin coming to the right side. West also out there in the slot right. Warriors showing blitz. Here they come. Off the handoff. Here comes Lane, flag down. As he angles right, gets to the 21-yard line. That was thrown with a little anger by the umpire.
You can always tell when they dig that flag out of their back pocket in a hurry and then slam it down to the ground that they don't like that.
Going to be a hold on West. Only the second penalty. You take away the two fumbles, and this has been a pretty good game tonight for Garrett Hartwig's Trojans.
And they've just gotten stronger as the game has gone on. And I'll go back and I'll say it again. After their first two possessions where they fumbled the ball away to Wash, one of which Wash scored on, they never panicked, Scott. They just stayed the course and have been getting stronger as this game goes on. Last two possessions of the first half, touchdowns. First two possessions of the second half, touchdowns.
First and 21 after the 10-yard mark off. Three receivers in the ball game. Lane stays in on the left hip of Flitz. Oh, bad snap. Goes through his hands, retreats, picks it up. Now rolls, has to get rid of it, threw it away to Martin before Rain Weiland rained down on Evan Flitz.
That's the second time here in the third quarter that Rain Wyland has planted Flitz on his back in a painful manner.
Flitz wasn't ready for that snap. I don't know if the center had the wrong count or the quarterback had the wrong count, but something wasn't copacetic there. So it'll now be second and 21 at the 35-yard line. Ball left hash mark. Oliver Martin way out to the right side. Twins to the left. Flitz in the shotgun. Blitz coming. Ball tips and incomplete. Tried to get it on just a little out over there to Buchanan. And Orion Vance was coming at about 40 miles an hour.
There was a headlight coming through the tunnel, and it was a freight train named Orion Vance.
Parks McBride was the one that tipped it. And it's third down. West 3 of 5 on third down conversions here in the ballgame. 4:45 time remaining, third quarter. Iowa City West 28, Cedar Rapids, Washington 7. Third and long. See what Mo Blue dials up. Looks like he's going to bring a blitz. Coming from the outside. Long count. Flitz back to throw. Blitz coming. Picked up. Throws the out. Caught. 20-yard line. And Buchanan wrapped up by Saylor at the 20. Got 15 of it back.
And we talked in the first half about how dangerous those go routes are down the sideline and how that sets up those little out patterns and the hooks and the curls. Wash the secondary right now having to give so much respect to that all these out passes possible for Iowa City West.
West going to keep the offense out there. Fourth and 6 from the Warrior 20-yard line. Still 12 in the play clock. Flitz in the shotgun. Lane to his right. Three receivers that way. Long count, gets a snap, blitz coming, rolling to the right side, hit as he throws, going for the end zone, right side for Martin, tries for the one-handed catch, can't do it, incomplete. And again, Rain Wyland leveled the quarterback.
Ball thrown well into the end zone, but good coverage by the Warrior secondary, and the ball not catchable, just out of bounds.
And Washington is going to get to run an offensive play. First one of the third quarter coming up. West had it for the first 7:27 of the third quarter. How about that? On first down, straight ahead handoff, nothing doing. Thomas does spin off the pile, but it's going to lose a yard. Back to about the 19-yard line. And going to be second down coming up. And on the stop there for the West defense, Cole Mabry. Sophomore, 6'1", 170, strong safety. And he is going to be a good one.
Four. I don't know what you've got in your bag of tricks if you're Paul James right now, but you've got to stay ahead of the down marker, and they're not right now. Second and 11.
West showing blitz. They don't bring it. Cundy straight back to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. Chase caught. Dropped. Back at the 10-yard line. Coming up with the sack for West was Tom Adolph. And then lost his hat.
Yeah, he got up and did a major sack dance, and his helmet came off. So he's got to exit for one play now.
He's got exit stage left.
A little too much celebration there.
Minus 7 on the sack, and a third down and a bunch coming up for the Warriors. I can honestly say I don't think I've seen that before.
I never have either. It's even better the second time on the replay.
Third down, 18. Clock winding, 3:25 to play third quarter. Here's Cundy. Quick throw on the out. Caught at the 10-yard line and nothing doing. Maybe a yard as the catch made over on the far side, I believe, by Drew Dostal. Nope, but Jorgensen.
Just not able to stay ahead of the chains.
Cundy, 3 out of 5, and it's going to be another three and out for the Washington offense. And they're going to have to punt from their own 14-yard line here. And West's going to get good field position. Dostal gets away a honey of a kick. Martin drops back, catches it at the 30-yard line. Has some blockers, 35, cuts it back at the 40-yard line. Still loose to the 45. Stiff arm at the 50-yard line to the 40 and finally brought down all the way down to the Washington 36-yard line.
A second stiff arm on a second would-be tackler.
Nolan Potter finally brought him down. What a return of 34 yards.
He's got so many of the skills you look for to go to the next level in his athletic arsenal. He's strong. He's fast. He does not go down easily. He knows how to put moves on. Scott, he's just the total package. You can understand why the people in Iowa, anyway, that are Hawkeye fans, they want to just have him commit to Kirk Ferentz right now and put a uniform on him and let's suit him up against Michigan.
You might not be far off. I made the statement earlier this week. I think he could have started at wide receiver, and I know he can start at wide receiver right now for Iowa.
If, in fact, he would become a Hawkeye, I can't see him redshirting. I think they put him out there next year in the fall in the first game.
West with a first down after the media timeout at the Washington 36-yard line. And trying to look for perhaps the knockout blow here.
Forgot to mention that he's also a state champion swimmer on some of their relays.
Absolutely. And you can see that strength right there.
You can. I mean, not to mention his endurance, stamina. I mean, pick anything, his vertical. I mean, it's all there.
First and 10 West. They'll send West out to the left side. Buchanan to the right side this time. And they'll run it out of the eye with Lane behind McDowell. Flitz under center. Warrior's going to bring the blitz. Hand off, deep back. And coming left, and that is not Devontae Lane.
That's Andre Wright.
Yep. Andre Wright, 5'10 junior. We've got an injured Trojan. So White.
Andre White.
With his first carry of the night.
Pardon my mispronunciation there.
And he goes for about four, and we got an injured Trojan. That's the last thing you want in any game, but especially you're looking ahead maybe to next Friday. I can say this. I think the first year of the one game a week has been absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, the jury doesn't have to deliberate long on that. I think it's just been a wonderful change. And honestly, I do not miss those first-round wipeout massacres, little bighorns, whatever you want to call them, in sacrifice of the Friday after Friday. It's just been a wonderful throwback to the future, so if you speak. And I think that it's going to be interesting to see what the association does in the next rotation. Though you and I were talking on the way up about possibly starting the week zero being a week earlier and having everything start on that weekend. And, of course, these are just the musings of two guys that are killing time coming up 380.
Nate Daniels, the injured West Trojan, 6 foot, 290-pound junior lineman. And he will walk off, favoring the right leg a little bit, but going off under his own power. A backup. And yes, West is going to miss Lane. They're going to miss Martin. But there are a lot of juniors and one pretty good sophomore playing on this group. Keep in mind, though, not next year, but in 2 years, there's going to be a Iowa City Liberty, though, too.
Yes, there is.
Second down and 7. Clock starts back up, coming up on 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. And penalty flags fly. As we had a false start, as Mabry was back in there to run the Wildcat. But West is going to be clipped for a 5-yard penalty right here. Back with you tomorrow from Mount Vernon and Union tomorrow night with John and I. And that will be at 6:30, we hope, depending on how things go in the preceding games. UNI is on the road at Western Illinois in a biggie tomorrow. West and Buchanan to the left, Martin to the right side this time. Doyle in the slot, shotgun back to Flitz. Going to throw the quick out. It is caught by West over the far side and brought down almost immediately by Malcolm. Saylor was over there as well And I'm going to spot the ball at the 32 for a gain of about five.
Seen a lot of out patterns here in this third quarter, haven't we?
Boy, you need a strong arm, and Flitz has got that.
Yes, he does. He's got some sure-handed receivers that when he does underwing it just a little bit, they're schooled in coming back to the ball.
Third down, though, for West. Third and seven at the 32-yard line. No, yes, it is third down.
Downs marker is on second, but it is third down.
Here's the quarterback draw. Flitz starts up the middle and ankle tackled by Nathaniel Burke at about the 31-yard line. He was the last guy between the quarterback and a first down. And now it is fourth down. Official is holding up the fist.
Yeah, fist means fourth down.
The box says third down. The scoreboard now
did not
says
change
third.
To fourth.
Well, now the official is signaling fourth.
Yeah, when that fist is up in the air, that's fourth down.
Yep. So he's the man in charge. It is going to be fourth down.
Garrett Hartwig coming over, or one of his assistants perhaps. It's hard to tell because their backs are to us. And he's pointing to the scoreboard and the downs marker. And yeah, the line judge that's over by the downs marker was the one holding up the fist, but he didn't turn around. Now they're changing it to the downs marker to fourth. And Mo Blue's coming unglued.
He's trying to get his D-backs. Wash going to keep the defense out there. West has got the offense out there. Flitz under snow at center. He'll fake it. Roll to the right side, looking to throw. Throws on the comeback, caught by Martin, but where's the spot going to be?
Needed. I think that's a generous spot, Scott.
Needed the 26, and that's where they put it. Ty Johnson on the stop. And
that's a first down.
They're going to move the chains.
Yes,
first down.
Is.
Big pickup. You go to your money guy when you need that first down. And that's what West did.
Man, there was blanket coverage there, too. That was a chore to come down with that.
Could
and
be.
Get the first down, too.
Could have our final play of the third quarter coming up. First and 10 at the 25-yard line of Washington. Warriors showing blitz. Off the fake. Flitz rolling to the right. Hit as he throws. Throws in the flat. And it is juggled and incomplete to Dylan Doyle. Flitz again got hammered. This time it was Ben Nassif. Or that was McDowell, I believe, coming out of the backfield. Number five, not nine. And it'll be second down and 10 with 13 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. And a second down play coming up from the 25-yard line. West breaking the huddle. And running right a lot. We'll see what they do here on second down. Doyle lining up over there. Strunk on the left side. Off the fake. On the read option. Keeper is Flitz. And he fumbled the football. Nope, they're going to say he was down after a gain of about three to the 22-yard line. And that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. After three of this 4A semifinal, it's Iowa City West on top of Cedar Rapids, Washington. Trojans 28, Warriors 7. We'll take a one-minute timeout and come back to the Unidome after this. You're listening to coverage of the 2016 State Football Playoffs presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
After a terrific quarterfinal win, Iowa City Regina looks to take the next step to their seventh state title this Saturday morning on KGYM. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Finkel this Saturday morning at 9:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for the 1A semifinal between number one Iowa City Regina and number four Denver. The Regals are back to the Dome once again and will take on an unbeaten Cyclone team with lots of firepower. That's Class 1A semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City Regina and number four Denver. Saturday morning at 9:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Back with you at the Unidome in Cedar Falls as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. John, the through three quarters of play. Iowa City West with 334 total yards to 61 for the Warriors. Washington had minus six in that third quarter and ran three plays.
Unbelievable.
Third down for West. Flitz, deep drop, looking left all the way. Hit as he throws. Comeback route. Martin took it away from the D-back, gets loose, and he's going to go in for the score. Cade Saylor played it well. Martin came back, took it away from the D-back, and scored, and it's 34-7 West.
And how about the composure of Evan Flitz to stand tall in that pocket when it's collapsing all around him and deliver the strike to Martin out there?
Beautiful throw and catch, 24-yard touchdown pass.
Two defenders after Martin caught that pass, and he blew right past both of them.
And West is putting this one away. Third touchdown pass of the night from Evan Flitz. Martin with two scores. Carwall, the extra point. It's on the way, and it is good. And it's now 35-7. 35 consecutive points now scored by Iowa City West.
Yeah, it's easy to forget that at the end of the first quarter, Washington was ahead 7-0.
West has scored 21 points to three offensive plays in the second half for Washington.
You and I were talking about that during the last break, and that is the nightmare scenario for an offensive coordinator, for Paul James to have to sit in that press box the entirety of the third quarter and only call three plays. That is a nightmare for a coach.
You said in the pregame, West was the hot team out east.
And that's, sometimes that's what it takes when it comes to any sport, Scott. When it comes tournament series time, who has done their homework, got the team chemistry, let their coaches get them prepared for it. And right now, I mean, I'm not saying anything disrespectful to Washington, but the team that has come the farthest from week one in the eastern half of this state, Iowa City West, they're wearing green.
And how about Devontae Lane making him a tailback?
So many good adjustments as the season has gone on. I think you've just got to really tip your cap to Garrett Hartwig and his coaching staff for allowing the players to come to this point and be on the precipice of going to play Dowling in the championship.
Looks more and more like Dowling against West in the championship next Friday night. We'll have the game for you here on KGYM. As West will kick it away one more time. Carwall to kick from right to left. And here's another little pooch kick. And Ben Nassib's got another one at the 26. Just lowers the shoulder this time. Crosses the 30 and out to the 32-yard line. As the Warriors will go to work.
If you're Paul James right now, I honestly don't know what you do, Scott. The running attack, they've tried everything they can to get some ground yardage and rushing going, and they just haven't been able to stay ahead of the chains when it comes to that. The passing attack play action has been getting eaten up on the bootleg from the outside in rushing, blitzing. The drop back passing, only the three-step drop back to the little screens on the outside, that's been working a little, but you can't make money on that on long drives.
First and 10, 32-yard line. Washington will go with a shotgun. Inside handoff to Thomas. Starts up the middle. Tries to kick it to the outside. Give it ground. And Mabry runs him out of bounds. Maybe a yard, and that's about it. Cole Mabry, 6'1", 170-pounder. Only a sophomore, no gain. Thomas with 52 yards tonight on 18 carries. They bottled him up. No huddle, back to throw Cundy. Throws the out, caught, and then drops. And that's kind of the way it's been tonight for Washington. Smith Allen on the try, and it'll be third and 10. Cundy, three out of six now.
West secondary conceding those little short out passes because they can converge so quickly, and they're such good solo tacklers that they'll give you a little bit of a cushion out there.
Third and 10 at the 32-yard line. Shotgun snap to Cundy. Back to throw. Has time. Rolling right, looking for a receiver. Still rolling. It threw it into the ground away, incomplete. Great coverage downfield. Dillon was there. Devontae Lane was there. Oliver Martin back there. Mabry was back there.
Jeremy Brown might be the only other one that you didn't mention.
Yeah, he was there.
Just blanket lockdown coverage.
Another three and out for Washington, and Dostal will have to punt. Oliver Martin will drop it about the 30-yard line. Dostal's had a good night punting. Short punt formation gets this one away. A high, not quite as long kick. Fair catch called for and made. Martin at the 33-yard line makes the grab. 35-yard punt for Drew Dostal and no return. And the Warriors only had that ball for 29 seconds. And that time of possession edge that Washington had earlier on is completely out of here. West with a 35-7 lead. I think some people thought West would sure win this game. I don't know if they thought the margin would be quite like this.
I agree. I would have never guessed that just starting the third quarter that it would be 35-7. But that is a tribute to this team wearing green and gold tonight.
Could be the second straight green and gold team to represent the East. Of course, Kennedy was in the championship game a year ago. If West holds on, they will make their first state championship appearance since 1999. 17 years for the Trojan football program. You got to go back to, I believe, Reese Morgan.
For a championship game, yes.
Yes.
Kevin Sauser had some pretty good teams, playoff runs in there, though, however.
Yep, before he left for Oklahoma. First and 10, West coming up, and they'll scrimmage at the 34-yard line. Big plays tonight have been West's best friend. See if they keep it on the ground here. Brayton McDowell, the fullback. Nope, they're going to throw. Quick out, caught by Martin, and he's sandwiched right away and brought down. Tried to get him out there on an island. Ty Johnson and Connor Malcolm on the stop. Good sportsmanship there by Chucky Malcolm to help up Oliver Martin. Going to be a loss of a yard. Martin and Buchanan, between them, have over 240 yards of catches tonight. West will use all the 25-second play clock, 10:45 to play. West High with two receivers out to the right, play clock down to two. Flitz on the counter give to Devontae Lane. Got away from the first wave and gets across the 40. Out to the 41, Braden Wright on the stop, the sophomore. And that will be a pickup of about 8. Devontae Lane's a lot stronger than you would think. 4 out of 7 tonight on third down tries for West. Washington only 1 of 7. Third down and 3 from the 41-yard line. 10 minutes remaining here in the ball game. Flitz with a tight end to the right side. Todd I hands it off. Lane starts right, cuts it back to the left, breaks one tackle, tries to get to the corner. And brought down by Ty Johnson, shy of the first down marker at about the 43. And I don't think there's any notion here for Garrett Hartwig to go for it, even though it's 4th and 1.
Devontae getting up a little slow after that tackle.
Yeah, he got high load pretty good there.
Not limping or anything. It was just a good, tough tackle.
And Hermiston will come in to punt it away for West. Drew Dostal dropping back, averaging 18.5 with 2 touchdown returns. And boy, would Washington love number 3 here. Play clock down to 5. There's the snap. No rush. Setting up the return. Gets the kick away. Floater. Short kick. Dostal fair catch at the 25. 32 yards on the punt, but no return. And we'll have a media timeout with exactly 9 minutes to play here in the 4A state semifinal, number 2. And It's Iowa City West 35, Cedar Rapids, Washington 7. We'll go ahead and take a 30-second break. Come back to the Unidome after this. You're listening to coverage of the state football playoffs presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
What's hot and ready classic pizza at Little Caesars? It's hot, it's ready, and you don't even have to order it. Oh, yeah. A large 14-inch pepperoni or cheese pizza hot out of the oven and ready when you are. No need to call ahead, no wait, no limit. Of course, if you want a whole bunch of them at once, a quick call first would be nice. Hot and ready classic, now available at every corridor location all day. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, now hiring at all corridor locations.
Back at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, the Iowa women a winner earlier on, 96-76 over Oral Roberts. Iowa City West leads Cedar Rapids, Washington here at the Dome. 35-7 with 9 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Drew Dostal will come to the near side. Ian Thomas alone set back. Warriors will go with four receivers now in this look here in first down. Short drop, Cundy looking left. Chase fumbled a football, picked up on a hop by Thomas. Coming to the left side, Thomas then drilled. They'll give him the 25-yard line before he was pushed back. Jeremy Brown, one of the first ones to get to him.
Good heads-up play by Ian Thomas to hang around back there and scoop that fumble up on the first hop. Just got it back to the line of scrimmage and just they. Wash offense cannot get ahead of the chains.
No huddle here for Washington, down by four touchdowns. Cundy, the junior quarterback, in the shotgun. And we got a penalty flag. Hard count, got Iowa City West to jump. Fourth penalty for 25 yards against the Trojans. And that will back or give Washington a free five, though, I should say. Second down and five from the 30-yard line. Trip receivers out to the right side. One receiver to the left, but Jornson out in the slot right. Off the fake, Cundy rolling to the right side. Throws, caught, crossing pattern, Smith-Allen. Big hit at the 40-yard line, but he will have enough for the first down. And he will pick up about 10.
Yeah, Dylan Doyle came up and just drilled him in the back.
First down of the second half for Washington. Warrior no huddle here, under eight to play in the ballgame. One setback, Cundy rolling left this time. Looking to throw, pump fake, throws incomplete. Behind the intended receiver, it was either Dostal or Saylor, and it was Saylor at about the 46-yard line in West High territory. So it'll be second down and 10. Cundy tonight, 4 of 9. And a total of only 18 yards. Washington has not hit the century mark in total yardage. Second and down and 10. Cundy, he's going to run it. Takes it up the middle to the 45. Lowers the shoulder. Hit the first guy pretty hard, but then a couple more green shirts came up and wrapped him up. And leading the way there for Iowa City West was Max Brown. Third and three coming up after the pickup of 7 for Brian Cundy. No huddle again, 7:15 to play in the game. Cundy short drop, throws, caught on the turnaround. And Barton makes his first catch.
Reese Barton.
6'3", 180 pounder. Takes it down to the West 41 and a gain of 12. And a third down conversion there for Washington. Barton's first catch of the night. Dostal out to the right side. Cundy to throw. Looking, has all day. Now pressured, caught, thrown down. Sacked. And coming in there to get the sack for West. Is that 50 or 58? And it was 50. That'd be Landon Green. Was it? Or was that 58? No, that was 50. Another sophomore. Sack number three of the night for Iowa City West. Second down, Cundy, a deep drop, setting up the middle screen, caught, Dostal 50, 45, slips through, gets to the 40-yard line, turns it up to numbers 35, and close to a first down at about the 32-yard line. Going to be a pickup of about 17. First catch of the night for Drew Dostal.
Well, that kind of tells you the story of the game offensively for Wash, doesn't it?
5:55 to play, third and short, Warriors. One set back, they're going to give it to Connor Malcolm, and he'll have the first down. Wrapped up after a pickup of one, but he will get enough to move the chains on his first carry of the night.
And there's a lot of tired players on both sides of the ball. Look at all the guys with hands on their hips wearing white and green. These guys have just been going all night, many of them on both sides of the ball.
Which is going to be an issue next week. We'll get to that here in a moment. Cundy straight back to throw. Going to go left. Has a man out there and overshot him incomplete for Drew Dostal. The reason we say that, John, is because they will, more than likely looks like Iowa City West is going to go up against a two-platoon West Des Moines Dowling team.
That's right. And they only play half a game, basically, because nobody goes both ways for Dowling.
Nope. Second down and 10 from the 31-yard line for the Warriors. 5:32 to play in the ball game. Cundy back to throw. Going to throw deep right side. Going out there for Dostal. Leaps. And yep. Did he come down with it? No. Oh. It was knocked away at the last moment.
He had both hands on it like he was going up for a rebound. We'll have to watch this on the replay because it was down in the real severe corner there.
Jeremy Brown leaped. Dostal came down with it, juggled it for a moment, and then Brown just took it away.
That was a great knockout by Jeremy Brown.
And it'll be third and 10 with 5:24 to play. Malcolm in there as the tailback for Washington on this set of downs. Dostal, Bjornson. Barton all out to the right side. Back to throw Cundy. Loops it out of the backfield to Malcolm. Stops and caught at about the 30-yard line. Only a gain of about a yard. And the Warriors will undoubtedly go for it. Down by four touchdowns.
Dylan Doyle right there to smother him after he made the catch.
It's a very good tackling West High team.
All their fundamentals are so solid.
Fourth down. Little more than nine with 5 minutes to play. One set back, four receivers. Cundy to throw. Rolls left, steps up, throws on the run, and it's incomplete. Tipped away. Max Brown was the guy in the passing lane that tipped it away, and West will take over on downs with 4:50 to play.
Big stand by the defense there for West, and the Trojan fans up on their feet cheering as the defense comes off. They're sensing that probably was the last nail in the coffin.
West High will have it at the 31-yard line. Listening to high school football tonight from the Unidome in Cedar Falls, the campus of the University of Northern Iowa, here on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. As we've got 4:50 to play, and West with the last 35 points of this game, and they lead it 35-7. More games coming up tomorrow at the Unidome. We'll start it off with Regina and Denver in Class 1A. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle on the call of that one. And the second semifinal tomorrow in Class 1A will be Van Meter and Western Christian. It's a good Final Four in 1A.
Yeah, I would say so.
I believe only two losses between the four teams. And then coming up tomorrow in Class 2A, Boyden Hall Rock Valley. They were here earlier. They're already here. It's a long trip from far northwest Iowa.
Yeah, you better get here the night before.
Yeah, so Boyden Hall Rock Valley will take on Dyke New Hartford. That's a home game for the Wolverines. They're just down the road about 8 miles. First and 10 for West High. Ball middle of the field at the 31-yard line. Flitz on the handoff to the fullback McDowell, just pushing the pile ahead. across the 35 to the 37-yard line. He's West High's Eric Rodriguez for Xavier. They'll give him, we're going to give him six out to the 37-yard line. Garrett Hartwig's going to go to his first state championship game in his third year here at Iowa City West. Well-deserved win tonight. Again, McDowell up the middle, just pushing the white shirts back. And West going to have a first down.
A great show for you today. It's going to be better than Mike and Mike.
Five.
Definitely better than Levitard show.
You know, Scott, the,
this will be the best
Mississippi Valley Conference, which doesn't exist in football anymore, has really had a pretty good accounting of themselves in 4A this year.
Absolutely.
And keep this in mind, too. This Iowa City West team that's going to be going to the state championship game was beaten earlier in the year by both City High and Prairie.
Avenged one of those losses. This will be the third top five team that West is going to knock off. They're going to have to get a fourth to get the state championship. Andre White on the carry. Goes for about a yard. As Billy Faulkner on the stop. 3:30 to play here in the game. Looking ahead, if you went by matchups, just by pure matchups, probably the team that has the better shot at Dowling is probably West with their big play ability. Not to take anything away from Washington or anything like that, but the Warriors were kind of more grinded out, and against that Dowling front seven, good luck. New quarterback in there for West, and that is Ethan Postler. And McDowell got another carry. He'll go for another yard. What do you think West's going to have to do? They're going to have a week to get ready for Dowling in that massive front four defensively.
I don't know how they're going to get Devontae Lane any yardage rushing the ball. I just don't, Scott. That front four defensively for Dowling is so incredibly talented. And their passing game is better be quick, too. They better not deliberate back there. A lot of those straight drop back passes that Flitz is getting away with tonight, it's not going to happen next Friday.
2.5 to play in the game. Postler throws the out incomplete, try to get it to Buchanan.
They're going to be able to let Flitz throw like three-step drops, but in terms of a five-step drop or even shotgun and sitting in the pocket, it's going to be very difficult because the defensive ends for Dowling crash so hard, they don't allow you to do anything in terms of scrambling out of the pocket. The only thing you can do is step up. And on the inside, those tackles will run stunts so often that a lot of times you think that it's going to be open and you can step up and get through there, and all of a sudden you're blindsided.
Fourth down and eight, and Hermiston to punt it away for West to Drew Dostal. He'll line up at about the 15-yard line. Good snap back, no rush. Right-footed kicker gets it away. Low line drive, and Dostal will let it bounce. We'll take a West bounce, a little bit of a hop, and down at the 18-yard line. 37 yards on that punt. 2:16 to play here in the game. And in the season for Washington. And this was a group, and I know Jeff Johnson chronicled it in the paper today, that they traversed the country, basically, along with Oliver Martin, I beg your pardon. He played with a lot. He knows most of these Washington players.
Well, there was a very good chance that Oliver Martin could have been a Warrior. But that is another story.
First down for Washington at the 19. They'll run it with Thomas up the middle. Breaks a tackle in the open field. 25-30. Spins at the 35 and pulled down from behind at about the 37. That's going to be a pickup of 18. Best run of the night for Ian Thomas. And Wash will go hurry up here with 2 minutes to play here in the game. Trip receivers to the right. One to the left. Cundy to throw. Has time. West dropping everybody. Throws along the sideline. Catch by, I think, Garrett Hartwig.
Yes, it was. And he tips his hat to the crowd, who's appreciative. That's a good feeling as a coach to look up at the scoreboard, see that you're ahead 35-7, and then be able to make a play on the sideline and tip your cap to the crowd. And turned around and held the ball up so they could see it.
Well, there
there you go.
When it's going right for you, Scott, it's going right.
It's going right. Second down from the 37-yard line. Cundy's pass, quick out, caught by Dostal at the 45 and skips out of bounds. Close to midfield. They'll give him midfield after the pickup of 13. Well, two catches for Drew Dostal. And a gain of 13 and a wash first down. Their eighth of the ball game.
That's a stat that's even hard to imagine. We're a minute 48 away from the end of this game, and he's only had two catches.
Once again, Cundy back to pass. Looking. Pocket collapses. Going to run. Angling to the right and out of bounds. At about the 46. Well, Washington's going to lose a lot of good football players.
Yeah, and these guys have been so solid for the Warrior football program all 4 years that they played for Paul James and his staff. And the success that they've had has really been phenomenal. I mean, you can count in 4 years on two hands the number of times they've lost.
Cundy out, caught, Dostal, and out of bounds. At about the 40-yard line, that will move the chains. And a Warrior first down. West will give them the 6-yard outs. Cundy will be back next year, but you take a look especially at the defense. Rain Weiland, All-Stater. Orion Vance, All-Stater. Two big gaps that Washington will have to fill. Cundy rolling left on first and 10. Going to throw the middle of the field. Diving attempt made. Official falls down, and they're going to say incomplete. Turf Monster got the official over on the far side.
How about Gary Alt and Peter Grubel? I got to think they're really going to miss those
guys. Gary
Alt's
a 3-year starter. Remember, right, he came up that year the Wash went and started.
Yeah, to the championship team.
Absolutely.
The runner-up team in the championships.
Second down and 10. 90 seconds to play here in the ball game. We'll get a few stats to throw your way coming up here on the postgame show. Deep drop, Cundy back to throw. Has time, throws the middle of the field. Pass tipped incomplete. And the Warriors want a flag and didn't get it.
Yep, and they should have, but it just doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah, I think the officials have. There was definitely contact early. And it'll be third and 10. And this last 85 seconds can't go quickly enough for Garrett Hartwig. Third and 10. Washington from the 40. Cundy rolling left. Stops, throws, pass caught. Short gain. Over on the far side. Catch made by Barton again for a gain of 3. And the clock will continue to run. Coming up on 1 minute to play and a fourth down for Washington. They'll keep the offense out. West will win their 10th. They'll go to 10-2 and get ready to take on 11-1 Dowling. Back to throw, Cundy out and up, throws, pass, intercepted. Nice interception at the 20-yard line. And bringing it back for West is Nick Keen, 6'1", 170-pound senior. Made a heck of an interception out there.
Second turnover of the night, an interception to go along with a kickoff return fumble that will take care of business as the Iowa City West faithful and their players on the field sensing the imminent victory now.
As West will have to take a knee, and pretty much that will be it. From the 33-yard line, victory formation for Iowa City West. Flitz back in there at quarterback to take the knee here. He'll do so. And West may have to take one more. Well, the stickers for Tony Bominio will go out one more time next Friday night. And hugs all around on the West High sideline. And Alex and Gary will call the action next week as West will go for the championship, and they will not have to run another play as an impressive 35-7 victory for Iowa City West. Spotted Washington 7, score the next five touchdowns. And West is on to the finals for the first time. If I can find it here. Yes, there it is. Since 1999. As West wins it over Washington, 35-7. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back with the postgame after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYN.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Maker 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
AutoZone presents your headlights. As the days get shorter, your headlights need to shine at their brightest. And upgrading to a brighter light can really maximize your safety. Right now, get a $12 AutoZone gift card by mail with the purchase of a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or two single packs. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
All right, gentlemen, the time has come to look your best. Black Friday deals are here, so come into JCPenney now during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Pack on even more savings with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. The time to look your best is now during the JCPenney men's wardrobe sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. Not 11/10 to 11/16. 20% off or subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com for coupon and details.
Back at the Union Dome, the Washington Warriors getting their semifinal trophy after this 35-7 Iowa City West win over the Washington Warriors tonight. Scott Unash, John Hegarty back with you at the Union Dome in Cedar Falls. And a happy bunch of green and gold headed to the sidelines to celebrate with their student section over there.
And why not? They earned it. Washington came out early. Got the 7-0 lead, took it to the end of the first quarter, and then it was no looking back as Iowa City West just took the rest of the game and dominated after that first quarter.
Yeah, offensively and defensively.
They just dominated. There's no other way to say it. I can't candy coat it.
The defense for Iowa City West was really, I think, the big difference in this game. Washington West had given up some rushing yards this year.
Yes.
Thought Washington could run the ball a little bit. Did not do it tonight.
Nope. And they took their play-action passing away from them, too. And when you leave them one-dimensional with the outside passes and maybe something deep, that's just something that Wash isn't used to.
We'll give you the final stat totals coming up here in just a moment. West will move on to the 7 o'clock championship game next Friday night against West Des Moines Dowling. Here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And it'll be a tall task, certainly. But with Oliver Martin, with Buchanan, Devontae Lane, Flitz throws like this, that offensive line has got to give him at least 3 seconds to throw the football.
And defensively, if they can find a way to shut down the running game of Dowling, Dowling does not have the greatest passing game in the world, Scott. It's conceivable. You know what we always say, you just got to get there and then let the chips fall where they may. And that's where Iowa City West is right now. They're in the state championship game. But you know what, Scott? Let's just put it out there on the table, okay? This is what athletes at Iowa City West do. They do it in every sport. You expect to see them in the state championship game, in basketball, in soccer, in swimming. They're bringing home trophies every year. Pick a sport, tennis, it doesn't matter what it is. Iowa City West is a school of athletic champions. They just are.
Yep. And they have another trophy, a big one coming up to play for next Friday night. Let's take a look at the final stats on this 35-7 win for Iowa City West tonight over Cedar Rapids, Washington. Total yards in the game, 369 for Iowa City West to 145 for the Washington Warriors. For West, 246 through the air, 123 on the ground. And leading the way for Iowa City West, Evan Flitz tonight, 19 of 25 for 246 yards and three touchdowns.
He was phenomenal. Everything he did, everything he touched turned to gold. And for a junior to be able to come out and do that, that's just a tremendous night for Evan Flitz.
Eight catches for Oliver Martin, 119 yards and two touchdowns, doing Oliver Martin things tonight. Buchanan, four catches, 108 yards. Three grabs for West for 13 yards. Two catches apiece for Doyle and Lane. Lane with the touchdown through the air tonight. On the ground, Devontae Lane, 18 carries for 63 yards and two more touchdowns. Eight carries for McDole and 23 yards. Flitz carried it seven times for 21 yards. Mayrie carried it once for 11 yards, and White carried it a couple times for five. West with 15 total first downs in the ball game. Three sacks, did have the two turnovers early in the ball game. The first two drives were both fumbles for West High and were penalized four times for 25 yards. For Washington tonight, 145 total yards, 75 on the ground, 70 through the air. Brian Cundy tonight, 10 of 22 for 70 yards and one interception. Drew Dostal was 0 for 2 in the ball game tonight. Dostal caught three passes in his final game for 36 yards. Bjornson in his final game with two. Barton caught two and one apiece for Weiland, Smith Allen, and Malcolm. On the ground, Ian Thomas, 20 carries for 70 yards tonight. West bottled him up pretty well. Dostal carried it twice for 17 yards. And then Vance carried it once for a total of 3 yards. Nine first downs for Washington. Five penalties for 35 yards. No sacks tonight for the Warrior defense, and they had two turnovers in the ball game. Third down conversions, West was 4 of 9. Washington only 3 of 11 on third down. Warriors were 1 out of 2 on fourth down, while West was 1 for 1. Time of possession, Wash had to win this, and West wins at 26 minutes, 34 seconds to 21-26 for Washington.
They started out in the first quarter with it, but it was all downhill after that.
Couple big plays here in the ball game tonight. Number one, the West fumble that Washington scooped up, took it back, almost scored, took the 7-0 lead. Maybe the next big play in this game was the roughing the punter penalty.
Turning point in the game.
Yep.
That's where it all went sour for Wash.
Yep. West scored in their final two drives of the first half. Flitz finding Martin and then Flitz finding Lane on a beautiful two-minute drive there to take the lead at 14-7. And then the momentum just kept going into the second half.
It was an avalanche, Scott. The momentum was everything in this game for Iowa City West. Once they got a hold of it, there was nothing Wash could do to prevent the avalanche from taking everything downhill.
And then the great call on the onside kick.
Yep.
That West came through with flying colors right there and got the got that kick right there.
Seems like whenever we get to the UDO and we talk about the importance of excelling in all three phases of the game, it was important last night in the Xavier game, and it was important tonight as well, is that onside kick, that absolutely allowed the Avalanche to just finish off the Warriors. And you know, before we lose our airtime, Scott, and we finish up our Wash broadcast and the other Cedar Rapids schools that you and I have covered, I'd like to say two things about Washington, if I may. Watch Paul James with his team on a knee huddled around him down in the corner, and I couldn't help but think back to two things this year to maybe help give a little perspective to why the Warriors should feel good about making it to the semifinals this year. The first one is that it's very easy to forget Cedar Rapids, Washington, as a school, has had a very rough start to this school year. And Paul James and his staff and his players felt it incumbent upon themselves to take this school on their back and get them to where they need to be to have a successful start to the school year. And I don't think you can diminish the importance of what the football team did for the Washington community this year. That's the first point I'd like to make. The second one is this. There was a point later in the season where their leader, Orion Vance, went down with an injury and had to sit out, actually, for a couple of games.
Yep.
And they lost a very crucial district game to Paul James' alma mater, Cedar Falls. And there was a possibility going into the ninth and final week of the season that if Washington doesn't get their act back together and beat Waterloo West, they're sitting at home and don't even qualify for the playoffs. But they got Orion Vance back. The coaching staff and the players rallied around each other. And not only did they get into the playoffs, they got their ticket punched all the way to the semifinals of the Unidome. And I think you've got to keep that perspective in mind. Hard for the players and coaches right now. They're very disappointed with their performance tonight. But this will go down as another one of the maybe more successful seasons that Paul James and his staff and the Warrior football program have had.
Yep, and kudos to the Warriors and hats off to them on another successful year. But West will move on 35-7 as the Trojans will take on West Des Moines Dowling coming up next Friday night and try to wrestle things away from the central part of the state. We were talking with Josh Christensen from Channel 9 a little bit earlier on, John, and he was talking about the fact that, I don't know, is it going to be another year where the Central Iowa comes through with a stranglehold again? And we had to give him a history lesson. It was,
yes, we did.
It was about a 20-year gap from the early 80s to about the year 2000 where it was all east.
Absolutely. He's a pup. He doesn't understand the big picture.
He's from Bemidji. He's from northern Minnesota. But, we had to give him a little bit of a lesson. But you know what? It's been Central Iowa's – it's been a
since
domination.
09. Iowa City High was the last Eastern team to win it in 4A.
And say what you will about depth or whatever the case may be, but it's been basically Valley and Dowling that have carried the banner for Central part of the state.
And one for Ankeny.
One for Ankeny with Joel Lanning in that great game, that final we had with Xavier. But it's going to take a big effort. That's a good Dowling football team. You come out here to the Dome, that looks the one thing you hear when you hear and watch Dowling is, that looks like a college team.
They do. There's no doubt about it. They're so solid. They platoon. Their guys are tremendous, tremendous athletes, and they're so deep they can afford to have guys only play half of the game. And so it's going to be a monumental task for Garrett Hartwig and his guys. But you know what? This is Iowa City West. They are used to being in state championship competition, and I'm sure that they're going to say this week in practice, we don't have to necessarily be the best team in the state, except for 48 minutes next Friday night.
And West can certainly do this thing. They have the talent to play and beat Dowling.
It can happen.
But we'll see what happens. That'll be next Friday. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, 9:30 with the pregame. It'll be Iowa City Regina taking on the Denver Cyclones. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle will have that call for you. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then tomorrow night on all three of our stations at 6:30, it'll be Mount Vernon taking on Union in a 2A semifinal. Can't wait. Drew Adams and
Jack Cochran.
You betcha. Cochran, Corcoran.
Tristan Wirfs.
People like that. We'll get to see the future Hawkeye, Tristan Wirfs. And Union's got a very good team for Joe Hadacek.
Perhaps the most exciting offense in the state, bar the class, Mount Vernon Mustangs.
They average 500 yards a game, and it is a...
Put 700 up a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, they did. And we'll see him coming up tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, we got another trip back, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
That's right, and we're really hanging our hat on the Mustangs here, buddy boy.
Yes. That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing. Big thanks to everybody here at the Unidome and the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Thanks to all our great sponsors for bringing you high school football right here on the North and South Gyms, KGYM. For John Hagerty, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Class 4A semifinal in the books. Final score, Iowa City West 35, Cedar Rapids, Washington 7. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from the Unidome on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls.
The Mount Vernon Mustangs will look for a return trip to the 2A state title game this Saturday night at KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me this Saturday night at 6:30 as number 3 Mount Vernon takes on number 4 Union in a 2A semifinal. The Mustangs and Knights both feature high-powered offenses that can throw lots of points on the board, so it should be a fun one from the Dome.
That's Class 2A semifinal football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 3, Mount Vernon, and number 4, Union. Saturday night at 6:30 on KGYM Sports.
KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
I think, you know, in some ways, it may just got to be three teams from the Pacific to make the playoffs. That's just the way the rules are. So, you know, why not the Edmonton Oilers, right? And